I just wanted to start with this beautiful music of my people, guys. You see my...
Why?
Just like a Greek Orthodox, like, psalm or something?
No, Chris. My people. The Jewish people.
Oh.
You see...
God. Sounds silly.
My mom took an ancestry test a couple weeks ago. And I am a sliver Jewish. And I'll subscribe to the one drop theory. I want to get ahead in entertainment. So I'm Jewish now.
How many jokes are you going to make? This is like, you are...
I'm Jewish, yeah.
The dentist?
Because my mom.
The dentist in Seinfeld that converted to Judaism just to make the jokes?
Tim Whatley?
Yeah, that's you. You're Tim Whatley.
He is
Fez Whatley.
Double joke immunity. Dental jokes and Jewish jokes. He can tell them with impunity. Yeah, that's...
This is a beautiful song.
Thank you. If I grew up properly in Jew church, whatever it's called, I would have learned
synagogue.
Okay. I have a lot to learn, a lot of catching up to do. But it resonates deeply within me.
I know that because the basketball camp that I went to over the summer...
Please, nothing about camps.
...was at a synagogue.
Okay.
That's my story.
That's good. That's Jews and basketball. Like peanut
butter
and jelly.
Are you Jewish, Tom?
No.
Are you one of my chosen people?
No, I'm not. That's why I make minimum wage. By the way, I'm Tom Daly. I'll introduce myself. You can follow me on Instagram at Thom Radio if you like looking at pictures of shoes. And you can follow me on Twitter at Tom Daly, too. Back to the show.
I am John, son of William. I guess
Papa George Steam.
Yeah, when I get my my Jewish baptism, I'll have a new name. But we'll roll with that one for now.
Do we need the bris?
No, they already clipped me.
Okay. I thought it was pronounced Brie.
Yeah, like the cheese.
Yeah.
And Alison Brie, the actress. In Glow, great show.
That is a good
show. Actree.
She's half Jewish. Not like me, all Jewish, but close enough.
Joking aside.
Yeah.
Over under 5%.
First of all, I just want to say jokes are very important to my people. It's how we cope with a lot. My dad's side's still a mystery, but my mom, 6%.
You mean you didn't get a DNA sample?
Not yet.
So you're just over the threshold.
Yeah, exactly. I got some of the trust fund. I'm, gonna petition the government for some of that, I don't know, there's something I can do with Germany, right, where they just send me money at this point?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a gold tooth is mailed my way? I don't know.
Reparations?
Waiting.
Yeah. Where are your reparations? You're
I'm
6%.
Really
so hurting.
I am excited for whatever is coming my way.
Can we pipe this music down?
Sorry.
I'm sorry I introduced myself.
Thank God you got that ID in there.
This music calms and centers me as a Jew.
Yeah, either pipe the music up and your mic down or
bring it down. I'll bring it down. I'll bring it down. I realize it.
That beat never dropped.
Well, I just want to say, Tom, your Celtic cross tattoo, now that I'm a Jew.
Yeah. Offensive.
Makes me a little uncomfortable.
It's offensive.
It's terrifying, frankly, what my people have been through and what that symbolizes.
Symbolizes fighting.
No, I...
not giving up.
Toward what goals, I don't want to know. But I'm psyched to take the test. To see how much my dad's side is Jewish. To... because I get to use this term, he certainly looked Jewier than my mom. So I think he's
What if it was 94% and
Jewish.
Then you could take the 6% and you would be 100%?
Well, my people are very good at math, and that's not how that works, Tom. But
you're claiming something that you just said. I'm using the one drop theory.
That's true.
And now here we are.
Well,
so now you want to take something that's not a fact and put it with a fact. Welcome to In Papa's Basement.
Yes, welcome, welcome. Again, I am John Herschel Papa Giorgio, show Papa's Basement, hosted at In Papa's Basement.
Papa Goldenstein.
Yeah, Papa Steinberg, I might convert to that. Not sure. I'm feeling it all out. I'm joined today by Pete Mabey.
Hey, guys.
What's your Jewish
water.
Name, Pete?
Pete Mabenstein. That's
okay.
Fine.
I like that.
That actually kind of works.
Chris Lingbach. That's a Jewish name right there.
I don't think that it is.
Yeah, it is.
You're so uncomfortable.
So many of our people are in Germany, you know. It's,
golden blonde hair and baby blue eyes.
Was this tweeted out from Blue Shorts' Twitter account?
No, it probably won't
be. Like he said you could.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Why?
Right before we were about to go on.
I mean,
because I had to pull up my Twitter account.
This isn't a bit. I found out I am part Jewish. And my mom emailed me with the email title, "You have to knock off those horrible jokes now."
So I pulled up my Twitter account.
Does this sound like a joke to you?
No.
And then right as we're going on air, I said, "Hey, since my Twitter's up, go ahead and just tweet out the live link." And then Pete shot me a look and he said, "Are you sure you want to do that?" And then I thought better of it, and then this is how the show started.
Yeah,
so thank God Pete came and
yeah, but I'm
saved
on Twitter
me.
And he did.
You might say he was my savior.
Untrue.
We haven't had him yet. I believe the temple in Israel comes back to life when he's here.
I will say this for the four people that aren't in this room that are somehow listening to this show at this point, because if I was listening to it, I would have turned it off. But I will say
anti-Semitism is a horrible thing. Yeah.
For the people that weren't in this room, we showed up. I showed up at 6 because I live a million miles from here and I didn't want to be late because I'm a professional.
40 years
and
in
then
the desert.
Blue shorts showed up 7:05. Pete was here at 6 and Papa was already here. Mm-hmm. We went on the air at 7:45, an hour and 45 minutes after I got here. Mm-hmm. And we did a ton of show prep. This was never mentioned. And I want to say that all the show prep was just to work us for the start of the show.
Essentially.
It was all a bit. We could have done the show at 7 o'clock.
We had to go through 45 minutes of show prep about stuff we were never going to talk about.
About Keith Hernandez. And here we are.
The show prep is not
going to do his Jewish bit.
Yeah.
When I had to memorize Hebrew for my bar mitzvah, none of that was for nothing. That was all. It's a lot of memorization, but it paid off.
Wonderful long con.
I was a man that day. Oh, I think that's when they clip me. Is that it? No. They do that when you're a baby.
Yeah, they do it. Yeah, it makes sense.
So much to learn.
If you got enough.
I don't like that name.
They won't do it if you don't got enough.
I know that, John.
All right. Well, that will be kind of just a recurring intro for the next year or two in Papa's basement. I'm just going to play
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
The
old God. The Old Testament God, please.
His name is Yahweh. And that's just, I'm getting acclimated. I'm like a
Yahweh be there.
Old man lowering himself into a warm bath. I'm schwitzing here.
So when is this bit over?
10 o'clock.
My faith is not a bit, sir. But if you want to move on to other topics, a fundamental part of each one will be my Judaism. But on top of that, we can explore other topics.
Thank you for the heads up.
What? The show will now be through a more Semitic prism. This is a Jewish show now. Yeah.
This is a Jewish show.
Like Israel's a Jewish state. This is now a Jewish show.
Yeah.
I'll convert. Fine.
Yeah. I'm just saying the Little Papa's Basement logo will wear a yarmulke from now on. He will have one of those Jewish soccer scarves around his neck.
The first trip will be to the Wailing Wall.
Yeah. I will put my hand upon it. I'm going to take a page out of Trump's book. What did he say when he visited the Wailing Wall? Like his brief.
I don't know. He prayed supposedly.
Yeah.
I'm going to call shenanigans on it, but he certainly posed for photos.
I don't believe Donald Trump knows how to pray, really. Like, just taking the politics out of it, he reminds me, of me every time when I was in that false church that I spent my childhood.
Beautiful people.
It's a tremendous wall. Yeah. I took so many notes. The wall has been there for thousands of years.
So much strength.
We're going to make Palestine pay for it.
I'm just happy to have a president in the corner with my people again, because that was a cold 8 years.
Yeah,
that I went through.
That should change your mind. Should change the whole whole shoot.
Yeah. Oh no,
Papa Giorgio.
Team
not
Trump.
The work, Papa Giorgio.
No, that's
Papa. Is the Wailing Wall clear like the one that he wants to build in Mexico?
They have not put solar panels on the holiest site to my people.
He said
Chris.
The wall needs to be clear so that.
That people can see they're not getting in?
No, people can see when drugs are being thrown over and they don't have drugs fall on their heads.
I thought it was so we could eat in front of it.
Look out!
And make them hungry.
That guy's about to throw some drugs!
Right.
Wow, a clear wall. I'm like, glad. What, made out of the same material strippers' heels? A lucite wall?
Yeah.
Well, Chris, I want to include you in the show.
Is this a character?
No, this is this is me.
This is the bit, exasperated Chris.
Just submitting to the dryness in this room, just the lifelessness in here, because you sucked all of it out with your bit.
With my faith?
Bit.
Nothing bit about it.
With his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a bit.
You know what? This is him getting you back. This is him getting you back for your character.
Very strong character work, by the way.
I don't think you should question John's faith like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So now it's on me.
He's on martyring himself. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
He's on board.
If we are going to explore the bit aspect of this, I will say he's more alcoholic than I am Jewish. Both equally valid avenues to approach a worldview, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, there was only a 15-minute open to this bit, so let me know when it's over.
I think my people have been around for thousands of years. 15 minutes isn't too much to ask on one show, Chris. Keep bringing him up. Didn't know you were such a man of that faith before this day.
He is now.
You okay, Chris? We can talk about whatever you like. I said what I had to say today.
That's good.
All right.
You know, I did a bit that did not go over very well recently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were doing our going away for the mainstay of listeners. They know that we did a live show at Summer's Bar and Grill.
And the Brian Bolte roast.
The Brian Bolte, barely a roast. I asked a bunch of comics to come out and roast.
I wanted
One showed up to roast.
With a Jewish prayer. I was shouted down.
And then the rest of them just kind of gave him praise, like just completely missing the fact that we were supposed to roast him. So actually, when it got to my point, I looked like kind of an ass. But what I was going to say was the bit I tried to do at the beginning.
Your character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that Brian was not, in fact, leaving for San Diego or any of that noise. He was actually fired. And he was fired from Papa's Basement. We had to let him go.
Because he was not Jewish.
Yeah.
When we found out,
Pete
we were
converted.
Like, get the hell out of here. In an earlier life, I did actually think about
it. I do have a tattoo artist who will help you with your leg tattoo.
I'm not officially a member of this show. I'm a guest.
Okay.
This has just been a very weird start to the show.
Well, then we will add 3 out of the 6 points of the star to the tattoo. When you're officially part of the cast, we'll fill it out the rest of the way.
If.
Okay.
So I realized at the live show...
I mean, this is just such an abortion.
So I realized at the live show that there are not a lot of Sirius XM listeners. So I tried to say that Brian was actually fired because mm-hmm. he had been filming me in the bathroom at Summers.
Oh, right.
And
this is a segue.
And we had to let it go, also because he was jealous of my show Food Court, or Mall Food. Sorry, yes. It was called Mall Food.
Is this how the joke went over in the room?
It went over just as well.
Well, it was delivered.
You left that.
So great.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I was trying to clear it.
So what was the joke?
Thanks for picking it up.
What was the joke?
I was doing the bit of the Opie firing.
Oh.
It seemed a little...
It was the longest reference I've ever heard to a subject
Maybe we
before.
Should talk about that.
Do we want to bring that up?
Thank you.
All right.
We should.
Let's bring that up.
Yeah.
Now that our listenership has probably tripled.
No, since you've just taken the three people that were listening.
Uh-huh. And shown them the light.
And...
Can you just put a message on here that says skip through the first 20 minutes of this episode?
Yeah, just put a marker on the YouTube.
Skip through the most personal radio I've ever done? Okay.
Right, yeah, I know. So personal, John.
Wow. Wasn't expecting this reaction.
You know what we should do? This is what we should do. Mm-hmm. We should play classical music.
Okay. Not Wagner. Not Wagner.
French classical.
Whatever you want. You're in control. Classical music for the next 10 minutes, because when you flip a radio station, you want to take all the listeners that are still existing. Right. Mm-hmm. This is why no one got the HFS thing, because they just immediately flipped it to Spanish music, and everyone goes, oh, they're doing a bit.
Should we give the background on that, by the way? For
I think like he just gave it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah.
HFS was a legendary station the sports junkies were on, and when they flipped...
An alternative music station.
Right, when they flipped, they went to a Spanish music station, which is now El Zol, on April 1st, and at first they said it was...
Forgot that aspect of it.
On April 1st, and they acted like it was an April Fool's joke, and then the joke never returned. It was just... Spanish music to this very day.
I've told the story 100 times on air. I went to a job site listening to like Stand by REM mm-hmm. and came out and you just hear the like La Cucaracha.
Yeah, it's Boca Raton, you know.
The Book of Rome.
The Book of Rome,
Toblerone.
Please. This is a Jewish show.
Yeah. Romans, horrible.
And it
thing.
Was, what do they call that? The Daddy Yankee stuff. The
Yankee.
Reggaeton?
Reggaeton. Thank you. Please. So it never came back. So what I'm saying is I think that maybe we should do it right in a true show flip, and we play classical music for about 10 to 15 minutes, which would give you guys both another great 15-minute block to go smoke again. Uh-huh. And then we can restart the show with a brand new audience. So all the people that were there, all the people that were for that, whatever that was, When the show went live.
Whatever the fuck that was.
F8.
Thanks, buddy.
We should just get a new group of people. And every time I hit the console, my headphones go out. Welcome to public access.
I was gonna say.
that's just gonna happen.
Sorry, it's so shoestring. No, we can just.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about Opie
and
Anthony.
We just finished side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Okay, yeah.
That was for you, buddy.
Thank you. And it was for the guy that went out of his way to tell me I was wrong about the scene that we quoted. Okay. And I want you to know, guy that's listening, you're worse than me.
A couple episodes ago, Tom was on and did maybe a 10-minute reference to Fast Times.
And it was wrong. You know what? I went and saw the movie, and he's absolutely right. But the fact that he knew it makes him less than me.
I was going to say, you knew it to just, you
I knew
walked
it
up
all
the
until
autistic
the
line, but you didn't cross
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I knew it pretty much until the phone call.
Okay.
And where I will say this, I was right that he was in his bedroom, because in both of those scenes, he's sitting on the bed. Are you going to, they're not going to help me. Are you going to help me?
No, you're completely right. We're talking.
We literally talked about this earlier. We were like, hey, remember when you guys brought up that dated reference and then you went on?
Well, that's why he did it.
There's nothing timeless. I'm sorry. Everything timeless to Fast Times. If you call that dated again.
I can only remember one scene in there.
I will take back your Jewishness.
The boob scene.
That's Judge Reinhold jerking off.
Yeah, exactly. To cars
just that,
moving
just that
a stereo.
Part.
Yeah.
I am absolutely not listening back to this episode.
Well, that's a lie.
As you should.
And we all know it.
Okay.
All right. Do you want to...
Okay, sure.
Tom,
it's your ball here.
These guys have tapped out, Tom.
Yeah.
You and me.
Okay, so Opie was fired and...
A little background on that, may I?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your show.
All right. For 20 years, Opie and Anthony were some of the top shock jocks.
Second biggest show in the country.
Second only to Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern.
One of my people.
At their height, they... Crossed over, they were on Sirius and CBS Radio at the same time.
They definitely, Anthony has put out photos of the time they were on Letterman show.
Mm-hmm.
Like they
photoshopped, by the way,
when he painted up paint your bald spot.
Yeah,
they were big. I'm not saying everyone knows them.
They
but
were huge
for a time. They were really big in the world of radio. They were massive. Like
yeah, and they were really innovative. They're known for Sex for Sam, and they're known for...
Which was a bit where people had sex in different places for Sam Adams, right? It's Sam Adams.
It was a sponsored Sam Adams event. And
hence the name.
And they ended up having...
A couple had sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and a lot of Catholics in that city.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that got them fired from CBS Radio, right?
This got them fired
this
from terrestrial
Didn't
radio.
Didn't Jim Norton also get arrested over that?
No, he was arrested because he was on like a see-through bus with naked women.
Oh.
That was an unrelated.
The comedian that was with...
Thanks for bringing things to a halt, Chris.
The comedian that was with the couple did get arrested, though. The guy that was on the phone, I don't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't help.
Yeah, that's true. Like, comedians were sent out to spot
so
various
Voss
couples.
Had someone. I believe Patrice O'Neill had someone. Jim Norton had someone. They all had a team, which was a couple.
Yes.
And they had to go have sex in...
And the comedian was there to verify it.
Right.
Who
there had to
trust
be confirmation. And the person that was screaming, I wish
confirmation.
I knew... I wish the guy with the computer would look up who I'm talking about.
I'm not sure the
It was a comedian with an Italian last name. I know.
Yeah, and he and the
in
guy,
New York. Okay.
The guy, Paul Del Vecchio.
Yeah, it should
something.
Be simple enough.
It might have actually been that guy. And I know that the comedian comes to the improv in D.C. to this day. That's besides the point. They're known for things like that, but they really should be known for innovative things like the walkover, where for people who really care, there was a time where they were on terrestrial radio and they would be on Sirius afterwards. They would be on XM immediately afterwards. And as opposed to them shutting down the show for an hour and playing an hour of replays or having a producer host the show, they would have a engineer.
Paul Mercurio.
There you go.
Yes.
They would have an engineer walk with them the 15 blocks to Sirius XM.
Between the two studios.
And they would continue to do the show. I'm telling you, I don't know if there's ever been anything more innovative and creative than that.
Did you enjoy it, though? Like, you thought it made for good radio? Like, them just walking 15 blocks?
Yeah, okay. and a buddy of mine who now works at 106.7 The Fan actually went up and did the walkover with them when they were doing it because, you know, you could just stand outside of K-Rock and here they come, and you would just walk with them.
And shoot them, a la Mark David Chapman.
Yeah, sure. but, I mean, it got to the point where it became such a big thing that people would drive up to New York just to walk over to Sirius with them. That's how big of a show they were.
I stopped. I stumbled upon a great clip, a walkover clip, a couple weeks ago. John, if you can look this up on YouTube. It's Rich Voss, Starbucks is what I would look for.
Okay.
And it was, they were doing a walkover bit. They had Rich Voss with them. He stopped into a Starbucks and just started doing stand-up, like right in the middle of a Starbucks, unannounced. Nobody knew who he was or what he was doing there, and he just starts telling jokes right in the middle of the Starbucks.
I have the clip pulled up. Is it? It'll be good for?
I think so. Yeah.
No chance.
I think it is.
I'm voting with Tom, but we'll find out.
Stylings of Rich Voss. All right, the listeners going in, make them believe they're getting
that's
coffee.
That's Opie. He's fired.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll stay close to...
Oh, okay. Not the mics. Great.
That's Anthony.
That's Anthony. All right. He's fired.
Here goes Kenny with the intro.
All right, let's get it. I got to hear this.
Kenny might be fired, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, your next comic performing in Allentown this weekend. Put your hands together for the comedy stylings of... Mr. Rich Voss, let him hear it.
Rich Voss.
Just a bit of background. They have just walked. They have just walked into the middle of a Starbucks and are doing this via mic and.
And the third voice you hear is Opie and Jim Norton's bodyguard, Club Soda Kenny. Who, if you go to see Jim Norton live, is the guy that sells merch.
I just love that he opens it with "and our next comic." Like they just walked into the Starbucks.
It
the microphone that he
it
has.
It was very legit. I loved it.
The microphone he has is just broadcasting on the radio. It's not actually filling the room, the Starbucks that they're in.
I had not put that together until right now. You're right. That is just something feeding to their board, not going. Like there's no PA system they've tapped into. Like one of those microphones that Bart had, where he's able to sing through radios and stuff like that. It's not doing that.
Bart.
I'll be seeing you later.
Yes. Bart. The Bart. So yeah. It was a huge show, and I remember when they went to XM, I think Stern did Sirius a year later, so much of what we'll call, is there like a non-douchey name for Guy Talk, or is it just Guy Talk?
Hot Talk.
That's
what it was officially called.
Or Personality Talk, I think.
Yeah.
Personality Talk, yeah. But just guys acting like Howard Stern, that's the easiest way to put it.
Yeah, Shock Jock.
Shock Jock, yeah. They were all that was left. Like, that stuff was more or less purged from the airwaves.
Right after that, yeah. When they both went to satellite, that's when shows like The Sports Junkies and Diamond Dave, David Lee Roth,
mm-hmm.
and Man Cow, and some of these regional shows actually got terrestrial broadcast, where they were put, and the Sports Junkies were one of the people that tried to replace Howard Stern.
Yes, and one of the few that successfully did it, I believe. Right.
Yeah. I think they were the only show in the country that successfully filled his time slot on FM radio.
DC's own.
Because even like David Lee Roth, I mean, he got blown out.
Well, as I recall it, David Lee Roth kind of got the East Coast. It was almost like a mafia family, like dividing their business.
It was territory.
And then Corolla got all the West Coast Stern stations, and they were both off of those stations within a year or so.
Yeah, it was a failed experiment, but like what Short said, the Junkies did come out on top. But to your point, that was it. When they left, it has slowly bled. Terrestrial radio has slowly bled for the next 20 years, right?
Do you mean talent or listeners or money or what?
I'm saying
none
it all.
Of those. I would even say slowly.
I'm like saying money. I'm saying advertising. I'm saying everything.
They're bleeding everything like Tim Roth and Reservoir Dogs, dude.
They are bleeding like Robb Stark's wife in The Red Wedding.
Yes. Just right through the baby.
Yes. from behind. Nice. That's how radio's been bleeding for the past 20 years.
There has not been a lot of good news in radio. So
no.
One of the few things guys like us that were just kind of obsessed with that format still had was satellite radio, and specifically, I would say, Opie and Anthony. You could listen to that. You could listen to Stern if that was your preference.
But really, anyone who cared, whether you liked them or not, you pretty much had to go to them. Because, like what we just said,
there was nothing else.
It started disappearing.
Like what happened to our local DC station, 106.7.
Yeah.
It just became friggin' sports talk.
It's sports, yeah.
They're all sports talk now across the country.
Because that's safe.
Safe. It's watered down, and it's a different, safer strategy of instead of trying to pull, let's say, 100,000 people in for 2 hours, they're going for 400,000 people at 15 minutes a time. And that's why you see the recycled topics over and over again, because they're going for new listeners. People are in the car.
I remember when I worked at JFK, it was legit just like the morning show, the junkies, the sports junkies talked about this. Get clips of that and play it during your shift. I'm like, Jesus Christ, people have heard this 8 times already.
They did a 15-minute bit about being Jewish at the start of the show.
Yeah, just play that because the station is now owned by Jewish interests.
Speaking of Jewish, do you want to save that Rich Voss clip for after the hour, Mark?
Sure. Oh, it gets dirty?
But you said it was clean
I think it is, but I think Tom thinks that it's probably not.
No, I don't care. Play it.
Well, I don't. I think Tom just thought it'd be bad radio.
Oh, no, let's go for it. It's great.
We'll play it at the hour mark, sir.
Cool.
I want the listener to know that a present awaits them.
I know we're in here to do only good radio today, so.
No, we're not, because we're in here doing great radio. Continue, Tom.
I just wanted to actually get into Opie because
don't know how to do radio.
So much has happened since what we're talking about, where July 4th, a couple years ago,
2014,
Anthony, Opie's co-host, gets fired for something he did on Twitter, which later we'll get into. He's now since been banned from.
Yeah, it's really weird. So like Tom's saying,
there's a lot of pieces to this. So Anthony gets fired for something that was not said on the radio. I will not dispute the fact that it was unbelievably racist, and it was a huge tirade.
Over the July 4th vacation weekend,
yeah.
Anthony was in New York City at, I guess, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Anthony was a big-time alcoholic, still is. God bless him.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, sure. He drinks, stunt beer on his various periscopes.
Yeah. I don't know. He went to rehab.
He allegedly went to rehab.
Looks sober to me.
Allegedly lost his gun.
3-ish in the morning is taking pictures of
just exercising his side hobby of photography.
He's a photographer.
Yeah, he had a huge camera, a $5,000 camera that he was taking photography of.
Peter Parker takes pictures of Spider-Man with. Just massive.
Massive, just like a sports camera. Like something that you would see
at
the MLB All-Star game with a huge zoom as big as this room. And he was on
any more stretching you want to do, sir?
No, go ahead.
What I'll call the bad part of Times Square, where he wasn't in the Disney Bubba Gump Shrimp
Company.
Is it
not all Disney at this point? Is there still something left from the Taxi Driver days? Jerk Me Off shops?
If you go about 5 blocks north,
okay,
like down into the fashion district where all the fabric shops are,
okay,
it can get bad at night, even to this day. So he was down there taking pictures of what we'll call riffraff people. Because they're out at 5 a.m. and they're drunk, and the picture that he took was
making
of
him
riffraff, which
your words, not mine.
This
is
one.
No, that's the one of the person that actually hit him. The one picture that he took was of a woman walking away, a good looking woman saw,
yes.
A shapely woman holding her shoes, and it wasn't a bad photo, but there was a
are we judging composition now?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
He followed the rule of thirds.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying if all of this wouldn't have happened, I probably would have bought said photo. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, you're talking to a man that has an Opie print on his wall. So.
Oh, you do?
Oh, Times Square from the Opster.
So he takes this photo, and then another woman comes in, and probably on drugs, probably not of sane mind, but maybe an alleged prostitute, comes up and starts hitting him and attacking him.
African-American woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's where the
allegedly
racial tirade came in.
So he gets into it with this woman. He comes home, I think, at like 5 a.m., right? Like, say this is 3 a.m.
Pissed off.
Comes home, says a lot of racial stuff on Twitter, alleges what, like a circle. It's almost like a white guy
One of the tweets is, they're not people.
Oh, okay.
That was the tweet. They aren't people. That's the tweet.
It was like they were all segmented because they were all individual tweets.
Okay.
But people started filling in the gaps pretty quickly.
Yeah, so
that he had a run-in with a black woman and got very racial with it.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was going to see Joseph Kumia's band, 2U.
His brother.
Yes, Brother Joe.
He was in a U2 cover band.
I was going to see that band at a local 4th of July fireworks spectacular in Frederick, Maryland, where they were playing the day Anthony got fired. So Anthony gets fired at noon.
Fiddling While Rome Burns.
Right. And me and my girlfriend are seeing Joseph Kumia play The Edge from U2 not 4 hours later, after his brother has just been fired and publicly crucified on Twitter.
Now,
over the July 4th weekend.
There were a lot of weird elements to this whole thing, and I remember watching it unfold. I woke up on July 4th. I saw the tweets, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he's finished.
Can I interrupt? Was this – I remember reading those. Were they that much worse? Like, Anthony, let's be honest, allegedly seems –
I got all the tweets here.
Seems very
– Do you want to read them?
He said a lot of racist stuff through the years on Twitter. And
yeah, but I would say that – on Twitter, he was playing what Blue Shorts would call a character. And because he was still technically on Opie and Anthony, and he played a role where the Anthony on the show maybe might not have been the Anthony in real life. I think over the July 4th weekend where he got fired was when people really started to...
He broke Fabe?
Right. He broke the fourth wall. He broke kayfabe. Where it's, nope, this is a shoot.
I remember, like, even a year or two before, I used to follow the guy, and he would just, like, tweet crime statistics and stuff like that, and seemed pretty racially charged.
Well, here's the other thing. I think that a big part of it was the fact that it happened on a holiday weekend. There's probably people in an empty newsroom with nothing to write about.
Yeah.
They see this happen.
Just the birth of our nation.
They start putting the pieces
continue.
Together, and then the media firestorm really built up from there. It swelled, and it became a story. Now, Sirius, I would muster to say that they probably had issues with him before that, and this was sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back, much like with what happened with our friend Opster.
Right. So we tell that story to talk about the next period of Opie's career, where
about 3 years in the making, really.
Where Anthony gets fired, and as opposed to Opie going with Anthony and going and doing a podcast or doing something else.
Continuing the Opie and Anthony brand.
Right, which had just celebrated, I believe, 20 years.
20th anniversary.
He decided to stay with Sirius and start Opie Radio, or Opie and Jim, where Jim Norton, who was never contracted as a part of Opie and Anthony, where he was someone...
Jim Norton being a comedian who is their third mic,
and
had
was
been for a long time.
Was on every day for about 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
Where you knew Jimmy's going to be on the show unless he's in another town. He was never considered a true part of Opie and Anthony. And then, as opposed to them leaving, Jim Norton, because of his situation not being a part of Opie and Anthony and needing a job and having a different contract, stayed on with the channel that at the time was called what? The Virus or the Opie and Anthony channel?
Yeah.
And and Opie and Jim started with the same cast and crew, except for Anthony.
Channel was rebranded as Opie Radio, and then Opie and Jim did a show. It was loosely called Opie and Jim, but it was technically called Opie Radio, Opie with Radio. Jim Norton. Mm-hmm.
And that's when Thom turned off the station. And that's when
I was not a fan either.
Cancel your subscription to?
No. I just went to Howard. I just started listening to Howard every day because it wasn't good. It wasn't good radio.
Yeah, it was really good.
Shorts is one of the only people that liked it. Let's put it that way. And there were always rumors, whether you checked the Reddit page or you checked Twitter or checked anything, the people that all loved the show, Opie and Anthony, all started to slowly, except for Blue Shorts, go away and not listen to them anymore.
I think a big part of this was an important part of this story, this
thorough recounting.
Right, is that these guys created a monster in their fan base where they...
The pests.
They created these monsters where, because they were so vicious on their show and their content, and they would attack other shows, and they trained these pests,
oh, as very, they called very them, cruel on air. Like
onto other shows to the point where it became an annual, month-long running bit called Jocktober, where they would just find bad radio shows across the country, play the audio, and rip them to dear shreds.
Which was well-deserved, because all those shows were terrible.
These pests, which would hibernate on message boards and
they Facebook would just, pages.
Really, they would like, all gang up together and just attack these radio show Facebook pages, their Twitter accounts. And what happened after Anthony got fired and Opie stayed around is... this machine that they created of these monsters started to turn on the show. And they started to, because they viewed it as Opie left Anthony out to dry by sticking on Sirius and not leaving with him. They felt he was the new enemy, and they started attacking him viciously every day.
If you want to get into some sort of sociological, biological thing, it was almost like the alphas of the pack were getting old and sick. And like five younger gorillas were like, my time to be the silverback, and suddenly just went for it.
And I always resented you for paying so much attention to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
They're mine.
They wanted, just once the head of this pack was kind of cooked, the emperor had no clothes. You know, they're just like, Opie's not funny.
And Opie had had fights with Jim at that point where their show was becoming very uncomfortable. And, you know, there was the whole, I needed you that day, I cried on the air thing.
It was just, it was really sad.
It was amazing.
That was on air.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really,
when he would bring that up. It's very hard to listen to.
I want to say, to kind of summarize this, these guys were a huge part of my day. Like, I was doing this show. I was working at the time with you guys at our local kind of sports talk station, formerly Guy Talk Station.
That they were on, by the way.
Yeah, that they had been on. And this was kind of just like a beacon of what still existed in some form. It really meant a lot. And to lose that once Anthony was fired, Opie's show, like you said, wasn't particularly great. I didn't like it without Anthony's comedic influence.
Yeah, it was really good.
He was a horrible racist. I get it. But like, he was funny. And
Opie and Jim was really good.
A couple of months later, I lost a car that had the... Like, I bought a new car. I bought a new car that didn't even have like an audio in jack. I couldn't use my Sirius unit. And I was just like, well, hell, I'm listening to Terrestrial now, I guess. And it just, I didn't care because that show was gone.
Well, and here's another part of it, too, is that after they turned on Opie over the Anthony firing, these people, their new message board has
since become...
What
do you mean, these people?
These fans.
The pests.
Their new message board has become the Opie and Anthony Reddit page. And if you people listening to this, just go check out the page. It is the scariest place on earth. It is scarier than North Korea.
These people
are so brutal.
And it's John's happy place.
And so every time every time Opie would do anything that was remotely borderline, anything, offensive, whatever, somewhat fireable, whatever, they would all gang up there on the Opie Anthony Reddit page. They would upvote the story until it got pushed over to other Reddit pages until it was on the front page of Reddit.
That's how CakeStomp came back.
They would send links to the media.
CakeStomp of Opie jumping on a homeless man's cake, which happened 7 years ago probably.
No, 2006. So it was during the walkover.
So 10 years ago became a story like 2 years ago because they were recirculating the story trying to get him fired. Yeah.
These guys, at some point, once Anthony was gone, took it upon themselves to then get Opie fired.
They were out
really
for blood.
For the hell of it.
Right, but my thing is whether he took a photo of Roland.
Well, let's not jump to that just yet.
Okay.
Pete, what were you saying about the Opie and Anthony Reddit page?
Oh, that it's disgusting and vile.
Yeah,
and
it's
you
terrible.
And that you love it. That it's the only thing that makes you laugh. and makes, like, literally every one of us feel terrible.
Well,
because
not me.
You're like, we'll just be sitting there eating some food, and you're looking at your phone, and you're just laughing your ass off. And then you read it back to us, and it's the most disgusting,
yeah,
personalized.
It's like comic, a female comic who's been on the show, had nudes leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff like that all the time.
I want to say,
sounds silly.
I thought that there was a pretty mild link, really nothing too offensive, that I sent to a friend who has a very like depraved sense of humor, like us.
Mm-hmm.
And he started texting me back, and he's a Reddit user, so he was able to navigate and jump from that post back to like the base Reddit page, Opie and Anthony. And he starts texting me like I had linked him to Stormfront or something. He's like, what did
Rotten.com.
Yeah, he's like, what did you send me to? Why are you reading this? Is this something you legitimately find funny?
Yeah.
And I'm not really saying that to brag, because I do find it funny, and I guess like I'm kind of ashamed that it's that disgusting to a regular person. Because like Pete said, it's maybe the only thing that makes me laugh anymore, going to that stupid page and seeing just some of the horrible non sequiturs.
Well, the last couple of days has been pretty good because, like what we've said, Opie got fired and then Anthony shortly thereafter got banned from Twitter.
Well, the pests, this army of trolls, former ONA fans, after 3 years really of declaring open war on this Opie radio
open
show,
war.
Yeah,
they managed to get, like, by their hand, Opie would not have been fired without them.
See, this is what I was going to say. I disagree. I think...
Well, explain what happened.
Yeah, please, because that still hasn't been said.
Okay, so Opie took a video mm-hmm. of Roland, who was their talent booker, and also did a show on the weekend where he interviewed, like, local chefs.
So a coworker of his.
Coworker, yeah.
Who's on the show.
An underling.
Yes.
Someone who works for Opie, because Opie, to my understanding, was one of the heads of the channel because he owned the Opie and Anthony brand. So he was not just considered a host, but someone who had creative control. So they took a video of Roland using the bathroom sitting down. Right? Are we past our marker?
No, we're not.
Okay.
No. So he's filming a coworker. Now, we'll put it out there. This is supposed to be a comedic environment, and I guess if everyone's in the joke, like, it's funny.
Well, they had always taken photos of each other, the guests that on the show, of each other in the bathroom, bathroom selfies, all kinds of pranks have happened in the bathroom.
There were tons of videos with Jimmy where it wasn't a problem.
Right.
Where you were looking for the actual video, and you found, like, three ones of Jimmy that didn't even have Roland in it.
And this kind of... But this one kind of crossed a weird line where it was like... Roland didn't really know it was happening, I don't think. I don't think he was aware of it. And then he heard them cackling in the bathroom. And so he comes out and he finds out what happened. And so he starts laughing along with them because, I don't know, what else is he going to do in that situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You find out later that he felt kind of awkward about it, you know, just using the bathroom and somebody's secretly filming you. I mean, that's the type of stuff that can get people thrown in jail.
And supposedly filed an HR claim.
Right. And here's the other side of this. Apparently, Opie was really upset for a while with Roland's guest booking for his new afternoon show that he did with a host of random comedians, you know, because him and Norton had split up about 6 months ago.
Because they had a fight. And that's when everyone that maybe was holding on to Opie, where they had sided with him, they completely disowned him. Because right. it, when they fully had the blow up and Jim started the show with former producer Sam Roberts, that's when it got to the point that, well, screw Opie.
Right. Opie's he was the guy problem. On the island at this point, yeah. and they weren't gonna stop until he was fired. But yeah, Opie had an issue because he started noticing that, well, Jim and Sam, this who replaced him as the morning show, he got bumped to afternoons. They had much better guests than he did. So he had apparently, reportedly, gone to the bosses at Sirius and said, I'm not happy with the job Roland's doing. So then this whole bathroom video thing pops up, and Roland's like, well, he just hung me out to dry. I'm going to hang him out to dry. That's the narrative that's sort of appearing. I don't know what about that is true and how much is true or what have you, but this was what started popping up. And when the bathroom thing came out, Roland supposedly went to HR and filed an HR claim against Opie for filming him against his knowledge in the bathroom.
And I've been in similar situations where, again, I would say at the radio station where we all work,
right.
where people were doing things that they might have perceived as like all in good fun.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, this is just a person above me, like, harassing me.
Yeah, well, I film John in the bathroom all the time.
We're sexual partners. That's fine.
but if you take the radio component out of it, and they're just office coworkers, and one is filming the other one surreptitiously.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big deal, right?
I find it hard to form an opinion if we haven't seen the video.
Well, there is a video.
It apparently exists, to see.
And it's funny that you bring that up because
I was actually trying to look for it.
Because Opie had apparently told HR that the video didn't exist, right? That it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. He's lying.
And like then, the emails.
Like 2 weeks later, he goes on the air. Opie's producer at the time, this guy named Paul, some random who came along like 2 years ago, brings up the video.
Paul Hargis.
They're talking about it. And he just blows up on Opie on the air against his own talent and calls Opie out, says you shouldn't have taken the video, it was wrong to do. Opie admits on the air after already telling HR that the video didn't exist, that the video does exist, and he's got a room full of people corroborate saying, yeah, I saw the video too, it wasn't that bad.
Oh no.
This is what got him fired. This was the final straw for Opie Radio.
So he might have skated had he not stupidly
admitted his own thing on the air. He
shot
fired
his
himself.
Own lie dead, yeah.
And I think the company was moving in the direction of wanting to part ways with him. And the same thing with Anthony, they just had their reason now. They had an excuse. They had an
And now Opie is gone. And there's just really nothing left.
Except for Jim Norton.
Just Jim Norton.
Nothing left.
Nothing left of what was the second biggest show in all of Guy Talk for, you're talking two decades plus, if you want to talk when Opie was solo for 3 years and Chris loved every minute of that, apparently.
See, and when this stuff goes down, it to me, it's like the Super Bowl because you eat up every detail. You're, you know, checking the message
board
out.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one felt different because when Anthony got fired, it was, well, Opie's going to have to address this on the air at some point. And then he did. And then Anthony, who had started his own podcast network, addressed it too and went back at him. They had their own little radio war between two guys who hosted a show together for 20 years. It was amazing. And then there was the big Jim and Opie fight about a year ago where Opie told Jim, you weren't there for me when I needed you, and all this awful
well,
stuff.
Well, who hasn't said that to a male friend? I mean, come
on. Right. But then when this one happened, it was like, all right, well, Opie can't talk about it because he's off the air. He doesn't have a show. Jim and Sam, they feel awkward about it. So they don't want to really talk about it, take it head on, because they're just the guy kicking him when he's down at that point. So there's been no closure to me to this story, and it's been infuriating the last couple of weeks.
I think the closure is going to be when they announce that he's going to be doing a show for Anthony's network on Compound. But I wanted to get back to my theory on why he was fired. I don't think Opie was fired whatsoever for the video. I think that this was something...
For filming a coworker dropping a deuce.
I think that this was something that was planned and was something that was in the works because there had been so much...
But you're a 9/11 truther.
No.
Okay.
No.
Never mind.
I'm a truther about other things, but okay. I want to make this point.
Who killed Seth Rich?
Pizzagate.
Pizzagate. That's one of them. But none. See, you effing guys.
I'm just saying, if it was a robbery, why was the watch still there? Go on.
I don't know.
What was the
point? It's your show. We've already torpedoed it with a 15-minute Jewish bit. So I don't know why we're trying to take it serious. I think the show sucked so much that they were going to fire him no matter what, and waiting for a reason to fire him. And that's what happened.
And his contract was going to be up in October anyways.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we don't really know that. But
right, that's true.
There are people that we know that are saying that they haven't re-signed, and they have re-signed. Mm. That's all I'm going to say. But there are people that we know that are already re-signed.
Do
are
I
saying
know
that? Yes.
Oh, okay.
But my point is that Opie has always lied about his contract situation, so we don't know that. But I think that the show was so bad, and they had finally looked at the numbers and looked at how many people like us had turned our backs on Opie for everything he had done along the way, where he turned his back on Anthony. Some people would say he made the right move there. Some people would say protect the brand. You have the fight with Jimmy, who had been nothing but loyal to you for all those years.
Yeah, that was so gross.
And when you look at it, Sirius is a business. That's why Howard Stern is changing his show. That's why they have someone that tells him, you need to interview Nick Cannon. You know, you probably shouldn't have who's the big guy?
Was Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah. You can't have Bigfoot in because you got to interview Nick Cannon, and you got to talk to Tommy Shaw from Styx.
And let's say Stern was kind of the very softer side of guy talk. At least that's how Opie and Anthony loved to portray themselves. Like, they were the complete rebels of this. Stern,
right,
like you're saying, is now focusing more on interviews, will not say, like, retard on air. I think he had, Wendy the
Slow Adult.
Is now Wendy the Slow Adult. I think there was
Gary the Conqueror.
Gary the Conqueror.
Instead of, yeah.
Thank you.
So
he's whitewashed a lot of his previous bits. Like, if you hear a best of Stern,
Beetle Guy.
I don't think he's gone that far.
Oh, no.
I hope not.
Oh, no.
But Stern is really presenting himself, taking a lot of his, I guess you would say, more objectionable content.
And they've had to throttle him back, where they've even had to change his show. So I think that there was enough reason for us to believe that Opie was gone one way or another, and they were just waiting for the moment to finally do it, and he slipped up. And he did a stupid video because he's trying so desperately to have a viral video every second, as opposed to focusing on a real radio show that is actually good and listenable.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you know what? Screw you. That's my theory. I don't.
Well, here's the other untold irony of the whole thing is that Opie and Anthony, and you can hear us talking about schoolgirls like this. If you are listening and you don't know these guys, you understand why we're all such great fans of this whole product, because it becomes a universe, and to a larger degree that was Personality Talk as a whole.
It's kind of like guy talk radio soap opera.
It just becomes right, and it becomes a part of your life. That's why we're so excited to talk about it now. But for years, these guys, they would duke it out on the air. They would have their fights on the air, which were amazing radio, and you can look up Opie and Anthony fights. You can look up the Jim Norton Opie fight from a year ago.
Or would just have,
it was incredible,
like, great comedians in.
Right,
like,
and this stuff lives on the internet for years and years later.
Opie and Anthony, Patrice O'Neill.
What,
just look up those words. One
of the fights that they had that was an epic fight was them arguing about their contract. And Opie and Anthony would always fight about their contract because Opie, as the guy who originally put together the show, it was his brainchild, he was always the one who talked to management, right? So when it came time to negotiating new contracts, he would set it up and he would say, all right, well, we want a one-year deal. And then Anthony would get pissed off and he would say, why do you always go for one-year deals? We need the security of a 3 or 4 year deal. And Opie's logic was, well, we can get more money this way. Well, the irony is Opie last re-signed supposedly on a one-year deal, and that made it easier for them to fire him.
Yeah, you're paying a guy out for like 1 month, 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you have multiple years left on that contract, then that's a whole different.
They would have just put up with him. They would have suspended him, and they would have put up with him. So I don't know. I feel like Opie did it to himself, where at some point you're going to get caught. At some point it's going to come back to you. You can't screw everyone in your way, where there was a time where Sam Roberts was on a night show because he didn't want to work with Sam anymore.
And I'll just say, Sam Roberts, a guy affiliated with the Opie and Anthony show.
He was a producer, yeah.
He was a producer. Loved Opie. Like, looked up to him.
Yeah,
that was kind of
exactly. And this was the picture that's been emerging, is like all these guys who were fiercely loyal to him over the years, when he had nobody else to throw under the bus, he started throwing these guys under the bus.
Yeah.
He it seems like he's an intensely unlikable person. Not that I would know, but...
Can we listen to that Rich Voss clip now?
You want to listen to that?
We're past the mark.
Let me look.
Yeah, I've been dying to hear this. This is so funny.
Oh, this is the best bit right now. The mouse batteries are pretty much dead. So let's see if I've got a little
bit
of juice.
Use your keyboard.
I don't know.
And this was Rich Voss telling stand-up comedy in a Starbucks.
We still have four minutes to go, sir.
I'm going to be so Rick. If that mouse doesn't work and we can't play my video.
Well, if someone just goes and asks for two AA batteries, if anyone wants to run over. Producer Pete, he's on it.
I was actually going to use the keyboard and see if I could get there.
Oh, no.
Is it not working at all right now?
It's like dead after 10 seconds.
So you can't get to the video.
Well, we still have like 3 minutes to fill anyhow, sir.
I'm glad that we played that song at the start of the show.
I am too.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm glad we did that 15-minute Jewish bit.
Mm-hmm. Bit to you.
I love this stuff, and I hate that it's basically almost completely dead now, because
there's nothing. We are talking about the last gasp of all this. Like, all that can happen now is like Stern is fired because we found out he was like secretly screwing Gary.
Here's what could happen. We could get an Opie and Anthony podcast out of this, which
would
matter. Bring it back. And I was talking to some friends the other day about this. They were like, well, would you pay $20 or $30 a month if you could listen to Opie and Anthony with Jim Norton on a podcast once or twice a week? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Don't you feel the cat's out of the bag, though? Like, don't you feel this would be like the Beatles breaking up, just MFing each other all over the place?
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, like, hey, guess what? The Beatles are cutting another
It doesn't
album.
Matter because the show was so good. They were all so good together. And it doesn't even matter. I don't even care about the spilled milk at this
point. But I think Papa's on to something, where we're not going to be able to forget everything that's happened.
Yeah.
All this origin story is going to affect how we look at them moving forward, where we're going to look at it as a cash grab. We're going to look at it as a business.
But that's fine. We all understand the business side of it at this point to a nauseating degree, because we've been subjected to it.
But that's not intriguing to me, because when I looked at them as friends, it made it a lot more enjoyable.
But are you going to tell me that if they just all of a sudden started jocktobering people again, something we haven't had for 3 years because Opie didn't keep doing it with Jim after Anthony got fired?
Yeah, because he didn't
want
to do it.
It's not even that I know
if they started doing that again, I would love that.
But it's not even that I know they're not friends anymore. It's just the weaknesses and the humanity of all three.
So they've had like their armor stripped from them, basically.
Yeah, and not in the way where like they kind of like playfully would be like, ho, like Anthony's a racist.
Well, because
like,
they always kept going even after they would fight on the air, and then the last 3 years has just been them leaking each other of their blood.
Leaking each other.
Just all sorts of dirty laundry. Yeah, Anthony having legal troubles well after the photography incident where he's beating a girlfriend.
Right, right.
Yeah. Biting her.
Yeah, biting her.
The biter.
The biter.
Let me check if we've hit our precious minute mark. You know what? We're right at 1 hour. So
I think Pete gave us the okay like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, because you don't need to do an hour. You gotta
well,
do like
we have to 50, push back because we're gonna cut the whole Jewish
minutes.
Bit at the start of the
show.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. An hour 15.
Yeah.
We have to captivate the world with our hardcore O&A talk.
Yeah, because we had to sit there and sleep while John did his weird bit for the first 15 minutes.
I didn't think
that
was
read
a weird
us the first
bit.
Half of the Torah.
I genuinely
think it was one of those bits that would have been funnier on paper.
I'll
leave it at that.
I
know you've been noodling it for a while.
It had just been rotting on like several outlines, and I'm like, this ain't aging
you
well.
Did it because you wanted to get it off your chest.
Pretty much, yeah.
Basically, and you forced us to be your guinea pigs for this
He bit. Saw the first piece of mold on the white bread and was like, well, I can make a couple of sandwiches out of this or it's all gone.
Right. Oh, God. It was so bad.
Rich Voss.
It wasn't good.
It was not a good bit. Let's just put it that way.
Guys, I'm just trying to steer the ship here.
Right. I know. I know.
We'll name it.
Right into an iceberg.
We'll name it The Sound of a Show Coming to a Complete Halt before it starts.
I think, like, it would have worked if you guys had been there for me.
How do you...
I'm just...
How do you make
moderately
breaks?
Could have.
I don't know why we're not playing like O&A clips right now. I mean, it's consumed the show. We should be peppering this stuff
in,
I feel
like.
Can you
please play the Rich Voss clip? That's all he wants.
Rich Voss. Thank you.
I want to hear thank fights. I want to hear everything. We've got time to do it.
Kenny,
why are
for
we not
bringing
doing
me
that?
Up. I'm working in Allentown. I'm from New Jersey, the Garden State.
New Jersey.
And our ex-governor planted all the flowers. We had a gay governor, which was great because he picks up all the rest areas. I'm rolling now, huh? This is great. This is in a Starbucks.
This is just in a Starbucks. People are just sitting there.
We have to remind people that are asleep or just tuning in that this
just
is
flipping the dial to us.
Rich Voss in a Starbucks.
Explain Rich Voss.
Rich Voss is a comedian that loves the sports junkies. He loves them so much. And has actually brought them up on other shows.
Recently, too.
Recently, on Opie's show, right before he was fired. And they walked into the Starbucks during the walkover where they're going from K-Rock to Sirius.
This gold bit there is are happening people, between radio shows.
There are people stealing Wi-Fi. There are people barely drinking their coffee. There are homeless
writing
people.
Writing screenplays.
Homeless people putting tokens into the bathroom so they can destroy the bathroom.
Countless soccer moms.
First of all, imagine
the
having the balls that Rich Voss does to even go through with this right here.
There are probably business meetings going on because this is downtown Manhattan. And you just, let's meet at Starbucks. Let's see what's going. And here comes this crackhead, tooth-missing 45-year-old comic.
You forgot to mention abs.
Oh, not only that, he gets introed. Can you go back to the intro? Let's just start
our next
it over.
Comedian.
All right, let's see if I can find it.
It goes Kenny with the intro.
All right, let's get it. I got to hear this.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, your next comic performing in Allentown this weekend. Put your hands together for the comedy stylings of Mr. Rich Voss. Let him hear it.
Rich Voss.
Comedy styling.
Like he's in a comedy club, yeah. Not in a Starbucks.
Just like comedy styling. It's like we're on the old Tonight Show.
Your next nice comic.
Oh, we can swear. Oh, shit. There we go. I was going to say that under my breath.
What's your name, sir? Let these guys in. Come on. It's a free show. We got two brothers free outside. Show. You can get in free.
Let
I'm telling
joke.
You. Listen, no. It's for everybody. Okay. A guy comes home from playing golf and he punches his wife in the face.
I'm laughing.
She said, why'd you do that? He said, I've been hitting everything fat today. A little golf joke. A little golf one, folks. Hold on here. We got some more people coming in. Sir, how you doing?
Chris,
why is it skipping?
One with a tie. I like that haircut. Did it come with a pocketbook? Anyhow. Oh, look at that hottie.
She's
with the neck.
Groundwork.
Hey, your girlfriend. How you doing, ma'am? Can I buy you a house? I love to chase you through the woods with a hammer. Look how hot she is.
Hi.
She got a Louis Vuitton bag, but walks into Coach. Anyhow, that's the back of the plane.
Hey, you want the rest of
he
it?
He is yes. Kind of bombing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he a little ends on a killer.
Anyhow, I'm back. How you doing, ma'am? You might recognize me from TV. My career seems like it's plummeting, but I'd rather do a Starbucks than NBC any day.
That's another
now, let
bomb.
Me tell you this before I get out of here. I got a way to solve the illegal immigration. We let all the Mexicans in. They have to go into the military. Then we invade Mexico, and we don't have an exit strategy. Thank you, and good day.
Rich Voss.
Give him a hand, ladies amazing. And gentlemen. Rich Voss.
Kenny makes that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kenny that makes
your
that.
Your next comedy
yeah. stylings.
As soon as Rich Voss starts talking, it's just bomb-a-roo.
It's dead to you at that point. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, so fuck.
Yeah.
There
it
is.
You said it. You got it out there. And Kuntarowski.
So what do we want to talk about now? Do we want to do another Jewish bit?
No, apparently you guys hate my Jewishness. I did. We do have a lot of... No, I my people have been through so much. What's a little more?
A little more of this bit. What's a little more of it?
There was I do want to mention now that
I
we're...
I feel like the people in the Starbucks.
Yeah. We got another clip that we can use, right?
I mean, there's
something
tons
a little
of... I have a fuck ton of
almost
material.
Almost cringeworthy,
done.
Right?
What is the clip you want to play?
Don't we have some cringeworthy stuff
about
that
my,
I
are you talking about my video?
Thumb brought in, yeah.
What?
Yeah, let's
oh,
get
yeah, because you didn't scrub a word earlier. With the dip in your mouth.
Cringeworthy.
Wordy. I thought we were saving
bunch
Tom's
savages.
Shit for the close.
Well,
to
I mean, isn't it like 9 o'clock?
Yeah, let's not get a little wordy here, guys.
Yeah.
That's my favorite scene in Eyes Wide Shut, the urgy.
We can do it. It's going to take a minute for me to set up where last night.
Okay, we're doing this now? Do you want to do it?
Yes, let me do it. God damn it. Fuck.
Well, no, I was just saying, I thought this was the punch out bit.
No, this is not
no,
the punch out bit.
No, we punched out as soon as the show started.
Yeah, we punched out an hour and a half ago. Okay. This is all just bonus time. Yeah.
Okay. I like how you put that. It makes this episode sound special.
So last night,
sure is.
I do this character that Blue Shorts does, where I get insanely drunk.
Okay.
And I start to go deep into the archives that is Facebook. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do is I like to go back and look at girls from high school, which is 10 years ago.
But Caucasian or Asian girls?
No, that's not my character. My character is white women.
Okay.
Mostly.
So this is your own spin on it.
Mostly, yeah. It's a character, but it's not exactly the same character. There's just one thing that they both have in common, and it's that they drink a lot.
Okay.
And I like to go and masturbate. To pictures of girls that were mean to me in high school.
Hold on, so, let's slow this down for a second.
I told you we needed to set it up because this is how I found it.
I want
to
unpack all this.
Go ahead.
Because I don't think any sort of bittery is taking place here. You legit get shit hammered.
I'm being honest, yeah.
No, I don't think you're saying anything that fucking embarrassing.
I don't lie anymore.
You're not going to some like kid porn Usenet or some shit.
Lying is for fools. Yeah, so no.
So you get drunk, and then you find the Facebook page.
No, I get drunk all of the time.
Okay.
But sometimes when there's not a lot on TV, right, I'll just start scrolling through Facebook. Everybody does it. My purpose is not to get other people's political opinions. Mm-hmm. It's to find old bikini photos and jerk off to them.
Now, let me pause you right there. Guys, is Tom in the minority on this?
No.
Absolutely not.
You jerk off to Facebook photos.
Oh, no, I haven't jerked off to Facebook photos, but I will look them up. Absolutely. I mean, I got in trouble today for liking stuff on Twitter, so.
Do you want to go into that?
We'll touch on it at another time.
Okay. No. You're going to have a conversation after this.
Chris, do you whack it to actual, like, Facebook?
No. People that you know.
No, I barely do imagination bits anymore. It's almost like straight porn.
Very hardcore.
I'm glad you
made it straight. Well, you know, like where you imagine like a coworker who's a woman.
Yeah.
You just
imagine dragons
a month ago.
Theoretically. Yeah. Theoretically.
Okay, so.
And you imagine, you know, bending them over or something like that.
Yeah. And then they're Asian.
I'm sorry. I'm now picturing Chris talking dirty to a woman like, I want to bend you over.
Bend you over this break room.
Trying to think
top
of
floor.
The last.
You've done it.
Like I don't even.
Whether you want to admit it or not, you've done it.
Oh. Well,
for Facebook proper. I mean, it's been a long time. If I did, and I'm not saying like I'd be embarrassed to admit that. I just, especially, I almost envy Chris what he said right there. Like, cause I'm self-employed. Like, I don't have that thrill.
Yeah, seriously.
No,
Jesus.
I don't have that fucking thrill.
Is there enough room for the rest of us?
No, sorry. This is a big boat for Juan. I don't have that thrill of like having a hot female coworker that everyone can just talk about like wanting to fuck in their the break room.
See, that's a part that I think we need to clear up is that for me it's not a matter of fucking them. It's just a point of like you're a cunt. I'm gonna jack off to your photos.
Like, how do you really feel about this? Yeah.
No, but that's what it is. Hey, I lost my dice. I was doing a very good dice where he just introduced himself before the show.
This is Jim Norton on Opie and Anthony did an impression in air quotes of Louis C.K. talking to, was it Marion and Lady Di? And he would simply over and over say, you're a cunt. And that was...
I know I'm standing in front of the door.
Hey, who's that guy?
I know
that...
my pants are off.
Who's that guy that does that amazing Louis C.K. impression? Who's that comedian?
James Adomian.
Yeah,
Louis
C.K. It's a great impression.
King Louis C.K. So you get shit hammered, and it's not even like a sexual thing. You just remember what? Like, were
no,
these...
it's sexual.
Well, you got your dick in your hand. Yeah. And it's not passionless. So were these like girls that were...
The fuck?
there's passion to his masturbating.
Yeah.
Were these girls that...
A lot
like,
of hate.
You were mean to you in high school or
no, they were
ambivalent?
Just, they're just bitches. You know, they just didn't have a time for...
Again, shitty to you or...
Me or any of my friends, unless there was some sort of barn party where they could come over and drink all, all the natty light that we would buy from someone's older brother.
Fuck all your horses.
Yeah. Silly.
They would stick apples in their cunts and rev the horses.
So, no, what? So it's just like... It's just one of those things where it's something I do. It's something that needs to be set up because this is how I found the video that I want to debut for this show.
So you're drunk, pants around your ankles.
No. It's just
thinking
like
about
it's a shorts situation, a blue shorts situation.
You're jacking it to Asian women?
No.
You're jacking it
we
to
don't
her.
We don't need to be unbelievably descriptive. I think people get it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the couch and my penis is somewhere on my body.
I was going to say, your erect penis is in which hand?
That's a little gay.
I'm trying to get passionate here,
little
Tom.
A little bit. This is a difficult situation.
Yeah, there it is. So I see this where and this is something I've become obsessed with too. That's not the whole masturbatory part of my Facebook usage. Mm-hmm. Is that I love seeing people become failures, and I love seeing people. Completely embarrass themselves.
What gave that away? The
so,
hour
so waking up and
OB?
Looking in the mirror is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I get rock hard.
Do you just masturbate to yourself in the mirror then? Or?
That's why you enjoy coming here. So
now I've done that.
So I'm
Pete ropes the mirror. Yeah. Just look at you.
So I like seeing people just, and it's along the same things, but you know, it's guys included too. You know,
no, for which part of this?
No, for watching them become failures and make fools of themselves. And this is something where we had a complete crossover where a girl that I would on occasion touch my penis to has now officially embarrassed herself because almost the entire cheerleading squad from my high school. And I think a lot of people can relate to this is now inundating Facebook and Instagram with a obvious pyramid scheme. Where it's just I'm very low on the totem pole and I'm selling something that's either some sort of bath bomb skin thing, makeup, or something we'll hear about today, LuLaRoe, which is essentially a muumuu company.
Hold on. Sorry, thanks, Chris. Thanks for being there when I needed you.
What was that about?
Nothing. I was just doing fucking Opie bits.
We got a bit of news today. You guys should. Did you guys hear about that?
No, what?
No, that's the Opie.
Oh, that's another C. Shit, I Chrised you.
Funny. None of John's bits are working today.
Do you guys? What Tom's describing, I actually haven't encountered that, but
it's all over
my cheerleaders weren't like the loser. They were kind of the nerds. So they've actually gone on to be like lawyers and shit. It's a real bummer.
Yeah. So no, it's a cheerleading squad for me, but it's really just, you know, just girls where it's Instagram, it's Facebook.
They're selling shit.
Yeah. And it's essentially their entire...
It's like an Amway bit, or it's like a Mary Kay bit. And all
yeah,
that
same
shit.
Thing.
They're all the same.
Is it a fucking Ashley Olsen bit?
Yeah, and it's all... You have to sell enough to get to the next level.
Right.
It is a pyramid.
And you have to have parties where you host people, and then you're the distributor. And
because they're starting from nothing and have no fucking clue, and they're only in that position because they're desperate anyways...
And because they got roped in at another party because they're a fucking idiot.
They go on their Facebook page, or they scroll through their phone.
So you see this shit too, then?
No, I haven't seen it for years, but I know what he's talking about. And they just basically light the entire bridge to their old life on fire by out of their sheer desperation.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I've unfollowed everyone who's done this to me.
You probably
and I just
have.
Forget it exists.
You might have, but now it's becoming like a big thing in my high school community. And so
and where'd you go to high school again?
Montgomery County.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way.
All right. But is it like rural or like you're talking barn parties? I didn't have barn parties. Was it a rural thing or?
Yeah, there's parts of Montgomery County that are very rural.
Okay.
Urbana.
That's. Can we please just fucking get to the video?
Sure.
Yes. Are we gonna do other Opie bits? Or are we gonna act like we're Jewish again? See that.
All right. Keep going. Keep going. No, keep going. Keep going.
So, what happens is you fucking jack off. So, it's a pyramid scheme part of it where they are unbelievably desperate. I will say this. Shorts was right. That's the part of it. So, I'm scrolling through. I told you the backstory that we looked way too much into about the masturbation.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through to give you that where I saw something on Facebook and I just happened to click on it. Okay. And it was a 45-minute Facebook Live video.
That is massively long. Jesus.
From one of the girls that fits all the descriptions. She has a pyramid scheme.
Okay.
She's kind of good-looking, but she now has two kids and a husband, and it's completely ruined her life. I watched every second of this because I've never seen someone from their own basement, in Papa's basement, try to sell a company that is... It's essentially just box dresses. This LuLaRoe thing that I've learned after
what
watching.
What is a box dress?
It's just a standard dress. It doesn't have any shape to it. It doesn't do anything for people that are wearing it. It's a fucking muumuu.
That sounds like something a Jedi would wear.
You're needling. You are JPing him so hard. You're needling him for details that don't fucking matter. And
I don't know what a box dress is.
So. So anyways,
it's
just a company.
What color were the dresses?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's something that I couldn't imagine anyone that didn't have kids would wear. All right?
Okay. So it's not a hot dress.
No, not at all.
Okay.
And so they all have kids. They're all fucking losers. Play the video before you ask me another fucking question.
What color were her eyes?
I swear to God I had faith in this.
It's still good. It can still
okay,
be fine.
So the video is she's showing...
I was going to play, man. I was fucking
okay,
with
well, I'm not fucking done yet.
Okay.
So I need to set it up because we haven't at all. We talked about where my pants were when I was not jacking off for this fucking story.
Yes.
Because John's asking 1,000 inconsequential questions.
It has nothing to do with the story. It was just all fucking backstory. That is why the Spider-Man movies never worked. Because every time they tried to do an origin story, they focused on stupid fucking shit. Just like you did. I'm going to needle your Jewish bit next time you do it.
All right, what was left to say?
Oh, fuck, I love this. Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Play the fucking video, John.
Yeah, just fucking play
you piece of garbage.
If there's anything that you guys want to see again,
our
just comment and I can pull it for you.
Pause.
Okay.
Let me navigate you through this. Mm-hmm. She is now for the past 40 minutes shown every dress that she's standing in front of. She's in her basement. She's got a double rack type closet system with nothing but this fucking square looking clothes that's very cheap because it's a fucking pyramid scheme. No one in the chat during Facebook Live, you were supposed to, it was like a live bid. Where if you wanted a dress, you would say, shorts wants number 56,
right.
And then it would be sold to you.
Right.
No one has done this. There are people that are just sitting there watching the video. No one's participating.
Now, have you looked at how many people are watching the video?
Yeah, it was like 20.
Oh.
Which I would say...
That's infuriating.
I would
that's
say
a lot of people
I would say that's
shit.
A high number.
Yeah.
That's a high number for just a Facebook Live that has nothing.
But it's people like you who are just tuning in just to watch the car crash.
Maybe. Maybe. But...
What?
So she sold...
Well, because...
Go ahead.
You're not actually doing this, though, live. This is something you caught at a different time,
watched it back, but on Facebook Live, the people that do something live... They have the red dot.
Yeah.
So you can see the red dot when
okay,
they're
so you know
commenting live.
Mm-hmm.
But I did watch it back. So what was
that
a gotcha
moment?
Well, I was
just saying, no, because he was saying you were one of the individuals that was there live. You were like one of the people not buying one of the shitty dresses.
No, there could have been people that were there.
We don't know.
Right.
But where we are in this video is at the very end where she's now shown everything and she has seen maybe three total sales
now,
in 40 minutes.
Ideally, she's expecting people to comment. She's expecting them to say, I want this dress, I want this dress, I want this dress.
Well, she's
getting none of that.
Her hope is that everyone is selling as they go. Right. But there have been tens of, not hundreds, but 10 to 15 dresses that have gone by with no interaction. And then there'll be one sale, and she'll go,
Is she just holding these up?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's just going through the motions at this point, just praying for one sale.
It would be easier to change into them. That would add some sexual element.
So
yeah.
That's true. That's a good point. That'd be silly.
So she got like three sales.
She would have sold them.
And I don't know. She's had two kids. Might be a little hectic.
Yeah, but
it does something for someone.
First of all, is it against Facebook's rules to be in your bra and panties on Facebook Live?
No,
you have to, because you're not naked. Panties, so right. She could get down in her bra and panties and just showing like a little, teasing a little bit of silliness while she's trying on each dress. She would get fucking dudes buying the dresses just to keep the show going.
Yeah,
very silly.
So,
right? Wouldn't you buy a dress to make sure the show goes?
I would have bought every fucking dress she
had. She needs to fucking reimagine her business model.
I would have bought every one of them.
She's already
desperate.
Send them
to my house. I will light them on fire and use them.
Just make a live video out of that.
Just make a bonfire.
Or you can jizz rags. Blow your load into them during the next video. Yeah.
Exactly.
Next time I see her family trip to the beach.
Yeah, you can bust your nut into
always
her box
holiday
dress.
Photos.
Box dress. I'm telling you, if you fucking look up LuLaRoe, that's exactly what they fucking
Well, I know that.
Don't do it, because John's going to ask you how to spell LuLaRoe.
I was going to say all of my descriptions apparently are killing the show, but just what she's wearing
no,
in this
just
video.
Stopping the move forward progress.
It's ugly as shit. Like, it's this weird kind of American flag pattern
all over it.
And
this is a tiny girl that's maybe a size 2 at best, and that's how fucking big she looks. So at the part where we're about to play, she has gotten very little interaction, and now she knows, I got all these fucking dresses. I just did a 40-minute video. I'm not going to make any money. I have way too much fucking product.
Oh, and you're at like Mount Vesuvius at this point, right? Because this is like your dream come true. Right.
Got balls like Pompeii. Yeah. Just ready to go off. So,
it went from just joy of watching someone just fucking dance on camera, essentially, to it being me holding my face and putting on a show for no one, where I'm going, I can't believe this is fucking happening.
So where are we playing the video from?
She's now gotten through every dress. There's nothing left.
Oh, so this is towards the end. She's winding down.
There is nothing left to show.
This is it.
This is it.
All right.
Final call.
I got Pete next to me.
Comment on any numbers that you want to see again, or if you missed a size.
She's taking a sip. She's silent. She's just drinking off camera.
She's overly drinking water because she's nervous.
Anything that you guys want to see, just go ahead and comment.
Second time she said that. Anything you want to see? Any more dresses you want to see?
A lot of quiet here.
Because how many chats are you seeing? You're not seeing one fucking message.
No, the message.
That's the part. Pause it. Anything, guys? Can you back it up just a little bit? She's so desperate.
Oh.
Anything, guys.
Yeah.
She says, anything, guys.
Because she's looking at her computer, and she sees.
And there's no chats coming in. It's like Pete watching our YouTube chat right now.
Right.
Just nothing.
There's nothing coming in. But it would be like Pete saying on the air, anything, guys? Is there anything you need?
I almost did that at the beginning
of the
show. Can I get you guys anything? Maybe
John
we can stop
did
this
that
bit.
For 15 minutes. Yeah.
The answer is no. We don't want any of your fucking shit.
Yeah, we don't want your shitty Jewish bit.
Yeah. Well, I think we're talking about the box dresses to masturbate
in. You're right. I got lost track.
But the second part where she goes, is there anything? It was, for me, I don't know how you guys are feeling, but it was fucking cringe.
She has a weird turtle face. I'm just putting that out there.
Matt has Bray, so I have some time to show you guys stuff if you want to see it again.
Pause.
Oh. Okay.
That's her son's name. Matt has Bray, my son. So if you guys want to look at anything, I got plenty of time.
She's basically asking.
Mommy has
snuck away. If you just
ask,
I'll take my titties out. She's basically saying that.
What? Yeah.
Why Matt has you in chat? In room.
Like, because I want to see your ass.
I didn't watch it live.
I know, but can you be on this next time? Can you be the,
I'm
the hero
watch,
we need?
I'm
going to
watch
the hero
this.
We deserve.
Like, people are going to watch fucking Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Would you? Now, let's just assume everybody in your life is okay with this. If with that out of the way, would you watch during the next video, slide into the DMs and say, I'll buy 10 dresses?
Yeah.
Would you risk the embarrassment?
With an ultimatum.
Would you risk the embarrassment of her potentially rejecting
yeah,
you again?
Yeah, because I'm never going to
talk
to this person
again. Well, no, Chris, is he just offering to buy dresses, or it's like ... if you show me your cunt?
That's what I'm saying.
No. I think it's just...
Show me your box.
I'll buy all the dresses.
Okay.
But there's a price.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then you start playing.
And again,
you're
teetering a fine
love.
Line here because, I mean, it would be pretty humiliating for you because remember how this all started. This is with a woman who psychologically rejected you back in high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she rejected you again now, 10 years later, from that desperate.
And she's so fucking desperate.
After you've seen how desperate she is.
She's got to sell all those fucking
that
dresses.
That would be fucking humiliating for you.
Well, I will say this.
But
I don't know. It doesn't seem that
bad. This is a side story. This is, you're talking to a guy that bought someone from high school's entire Etsy store, so they had nothing to sell.
I don't get how that's a gag, though. Like, you just gave her a lot of money.
Because I didn't.
I'm tired of seeing this shit.
Yeah, it's just I don't want you to have anything to sell. Make some more shit.
I mean, I wish you hated me more, and I had a storefront.
I didn't give any of them as gifts. I just. They're just sitting in a box in the house.
Can I give you my eBay handle, and after the Jewish bit that I did at the first 15 minutes, you show...
I'm not buying anything
you
with,
buy,
that,
you
with
buy
that
me
Jewish
out?
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah, can you back up a little bit so we just get the whole part of desperation where no one that is watching this fucking video is commenting. No one wants to see any of it. And now she's kind of realizing I'm completely fucked.
Okay.
Like no one's interested.
So... Is this like
anything,
the
anything, guys?
Okay, never mind. It's coming on now. I was just gonna say, is this the precursor to the other famous live videos?
What, like
Facebook live videos?
Philando
famous
Castile?
Facebook live videos.
The shooting of that poor motorist. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
What are you tiptoeing around?
The
for?
Ones where they usually kill themselves. I feel like this is sort of a precursor to
those
kinds of
this,
things.
This video just stops because I don't want to give away the business.
Okay.
Matt has Bray, so I have some time to show you guys stuff if you want to see it again.
This is the ugliest fucking dress
it's
I've
also,
ever seen.
It's also a standoff where she's like, I'll be here all night. I don't give a fuck.
Right. I'll just keep polluting your feed.
Max.
Yeah, Max. So Max apparently wants to see something.
But
we
pause.
Have two of them.
That girl that did that is like the nicest girl from my class.
Uh-huh.
So I know that she's just asking to see something. Because no one else
She's
is.
Feeling guilty.
Was Max part of the cheerleader won't fuck Tom posse?
Yeah, and Max bought two of the three dresses that she
so
sold.
So Max is pity keeping this thing
Yeah,
going.
It sounds like you could have fucked Max.
No.
Okay.
All right,
but
continue.
She's nice.
Continua.
One of them is this one. This
just
is the bright pink background
shitty
with
box
navy
dress.
Blue.
Yeah.
And
let me bring
Do
it
you
to
see the box dress?
I'm looking. The design is the silhouette of Minnie Mouse's head. In front of like a triangle,
yeah,
like
an Illuminati
like
symbol,
yeah, and then it's magenta with like a dark purple and then occasionally teal versions of this logo.
Mm-hmm. It's just shit.
I wouldn't use this shit as a beach
it's
towel.
It's shit.
It is the ugliest garbage.
It honestly looks like something you would wash your car with. Like if you cut it into a million rags, you would actually use it
like
to,
a ShamWow.
Yeah,
I would be embarrassed to have like. My fucking toddler sleep under this as a comforter. Like it's
not good, dude.
It's dog shit ugly.
That's why no one wants to buy it. And now here she is on Facebook Live, all of which, including Thom, are watching this.
Turquoise minis. This one was number 75. Okay, this is a bright pink background.
And it has a number tag.
75?
With navy blue and turquoise minis, number 75.
Oh, my God.
It has a number tag.
The other one we had was this gray background.
So this is more of the same, like, triangles.
It's all the same, dude.
And it's like, again, a drawing of Minnie Mouse looking like, I'm not joking, she's taking a shit or something. Like, she's squatting oddly.
But it's it's more of just what it is.
This is so butt fucking ugly. I know nothing of fashion,
it's
but
not
this
good.
Is hideous.
That's why no one's buying it.
Yeah. Like, no man would see this and be like, I want to reach up that skirt. You would be like, oh, she's at least like a mom of three. You, that vag is taking a pummeling.
Right.
With these, the triangle, with these little pink bows in them, and the little flirtatious minis with yellow.
Flirtatious.
And this one was number 41. So
nothing.
75 was the other one, and then this one was number 41.
Nothing's happening.
I actually feel bad.
All right, so
we're not like, done yet.
She's like,
we're not to the
she's
end.
She's got cute eyes, and you can it's. I swear it almost looks like they're welling up because she's so embarrassed by this.
Yeah,
Chom, I just want to ask: do you think they need this money in the house, or do you think this is just her weird little?
No, what I think it is I think I've had two kids very quickly. I don't have a fucking job, so I'm gonna get involved with this pyramid scheme, and this is it.
But I think the question though is she doing it just to kill some time, or because she genuinely needs the money?
No, she needs it. Okay. But my
she
point is
the
that
money.
The husband's probably
she needed the money.
I'm Andrew Dice Clay. That was my impression earlier. No, but I think that the husband's fine. I think he's carrying the house. This is her contribution.
Okay.
And this is how fucking embarrassing it is.
So he's like,
you fucking bitch. I am a construction worker, and you're selling fucking Minnie Mouse dresses, and you can't even fucking sell those.
Time for your medicine.
She's gone back.
It's just silent.
No one has talked
anybody
to
anybody else want to see any other sizes?
No one's going to talk to you,
nope.
Sweetie. No one's going to talk to you. No one wants this shit.
She's committed. I'll give her that.
Yeah. Oh, I would have fucking killed myself on camera 10 minutes ago.
Any other sizes you guys want to see?
Oh my God.
Ooh. Number sizes.
Numbers. She keeps turning back to the rack
to look for something that no one's asking for.
Yeah, she would turn back to her own rack and then expose it.
Two kids though. Two kids.
Get more viewers that way.
And sales.
And don't forget, guys, that we do have our VIP sale on Friday.
Now
don't forget to check out everything.
Everything's 30% off. We checked it out. We watched a 45-minute fucking Facebook Live video.
You want to keep sharing the video?
I'm sure anybody's sharing the video.
That's how I found it. I'm not friends with her on Facebook.
It does have two shares.
Somebody did share it.
Was one Max?
Probably.
Okay.
That might be how I found it. Ol' Max.
She's taking another really long sip.
Okay, and we're going to leave the video up.
Of course you are.
Feel free to rewatch it and comment later.
Oh, I'm rewatching it.
Yeah. She's talking directly to you.
Yeah.
Tom, put your dick in your hand.
Hi, Hannah.
Hannah's
okay, so I do have Randy's that
okay.
we just showed.
So, pause. Okay. So someone shows up late, like at the very end.
Plant.
This person. And is like, hey, I missed it. Do you have anything in extra large? It's like some big fat
person. Great big like, fat person.
And it's like, yeah, here it is. So there's this. And then there's a huge payoff. Because she thinks, here comes my closer.
Oh, no.
Let me know your size. I can show you the Randy's we have in your size.
Double X.
We also have one size leggings. And we have Irma's. If you want to tell me
Irma.
The size Irma that you would like
things.
To see.
That, what is an Irma?
It's the name of one of the box dresses.
Irma Thurman.
So just let me know, Hannah. We have Randy's, one size leggings.
Is there a
Max
fucking less sexy name for a lady's garment? That would be like a Victoria's Secret bra. Like, we brought you the Doris.
That's my point.
So
is that
fucking ugly.
Is that you're so committed to something that is so inherently
what a garbage
shit.
Like, this should
everything
be sold
about
by
it
like a
60-year-old.
Like, if it sounds like a third world country, you probably shouldn't use it as the name for clothing.
We're gonna invade Irma.
Or at least build a wall.
Yeah.
Blocking them all.
Leggings and Irmas. Just let me know the size. And I can pull them for you and show them.
Yeah, because you got nothing else to do. Because no one else wants to see anything. The silence.
Just the sound of silence, dude. This is bad.
Medium and large Irma. Perfect.
Medium and large Irma. Perfect.
Goes and finds it.
All right.
Here it is.
Hi, Jess. Okay, so here's our first medium.
Everything
this
is
almost like a periwinkle.
These fucking Minnie Mouse patterns.
That's the thing. It's all Minnie Mouse. That's why she did this, because she just got this huge shipment of all this shit that no one wants.
It's just Minnie Mouse shit.
Look at the fucking wall behind her. There is no white space on that fucking basement wall. It's literally taking up her whole basement, and now she can't sell it.
You know she's walking her kids through the neighborhood, trying to strike up conversations.
She's wearing her Irma in public.
Going, oh, do you like my dress? Oh, it's funny. I'm actually selling these Irmas.
Out of my basement. Or you could watch me on Facebook Live and watch how little comments and interactions.
Or just friend me. You can go and watch the videos there. Once I'm done with them, they stay there.
You can share the video. Yeah.
When you comment on this, do you feel in a way like you're speaking directly to her? Like there's a touch of anger and...
Well, if you're commenting on the video, you are.
Are you talking about commenting here?
Yes, yes.
No, there's no chance she'll ever see this.
No, but what I'm saying is...
We're huge in Frederick,
dude. Like you're like outletting some sort of like pent up... I know you already outlet something, but...
No,
you
also not in the...
There's
all,
nothing but white space on your wall.
That was all backstory to get to this point because of how fucking cringe this ending is.
Okay.
Background with these navy
blue is two syllables.
These navy blue,
people are leaving.
See
ya.
Did you hear that? This one was number 28.
Wait, can you
this
play
is
that
a
back?
Medium Irma.
She goes,
number
see ya.
28.
People are now leaving the chat because they're not interested.
Medium and large Irma. Perfect.
Irma. Perfect.
Silence. I hate her voice. Silence here. And then she goes, okay, see ya.
Right. Hi, Jess. Okay, so here's our first medium. This one was like a periwinkle background with these navy blue.
Baloo. From Tailspin.
All right, see you, Elise. These navy blue pink minis. Oh. This one was number 28.
She's going down with
this
the ship,
this was a medium,
though.
Irma. Number 28.
People can see the numbers. Why is she saying the number?
The other medium.
It's got like
the visually impaired guy.
People out there, it's got like a little. She's got like a little card on each one.
Yeah. Background with these navy blue minis and little white bows. This one was number 51. This was a medium Irma.
Pause.
Number 50.
The reason why. Just back it up just a little bit. All right. The reason why she keeps saying the number is because there's nothing else for her to say.
Oh.
Because she has sold all of these dresses
already.
All right,
see, Elise. These navy blue and hot pink minis.
She says 51
this
like
one was
six
number
times
28. This was a medium Irma. Number 28.
She just has nothing to say.
The other medium we had, which was this really, really cute one. It's like a olive green tan
olive green,
kind of
adorable.
Background with these navy blue minis and little white bows.
I don't know
this
what the bigger story
51.
Is here.
51, this was a medium Irma. Number 51.
Number 51.
Because I have nothing to say, because now there's so silence.
And then the large Irmas we had were this one, which has really, really fun colors.
Really
these
fun
reds,
colors.
Oranges, yellows,
it's just
greens.
Colors.
This was number 4.
She knows.
Number 4. This is a
no
large
one wants
Irma.
This shit.
Number 4.
And she's stuck with it.
She's got to plow through to the end.
Like, I get it. She's had two fucking kids, but why the fuck doesn't she have some self-respect and sell like lingerie or dildos or some shit?
Or just
get a job.
Well, don't
fucking sell anything on Facebook Live because I can see it. And you look like a fucking
You know what's
fool.
Easier and will spare your dignity?
Not
working,
that.
Working at a Victoria's Secret and selling clothes in person.
Or not working whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're just humiliating yourself for no money.
Because you're not making any money.
Yeah.
Because your best friend bought two of the three dresses you sold. And that was just a charity case. Keep going. More silence.
And then we have this large Irma, which is like so the subtle mini.
You don't like hearing the word Irma?
That you can just see kind of in the background. They're pink and navy blue stripes with these subtle minis.
Subtle minis.
This one was number 98. This was a large as well, number 98.
Of course, they're all large, you dumb bitch. They're for fatsos.
They're box dresses. They're muumuus.
They're
all
not
large.
For sexy
so,
women.
Hannah, if you like any of those, just comment.
If you like any of them, comment.
And
let
if
me
you
know.
Want to see them again, I'd be happy to show them
you,
for you.
You just fucking showed them to
Chris
us.
Chris is busy fantasizing about lifting the
or
box
could just
dress
go
on his coworker.
Rewind, by the way.
I know.
Whoa, she can hear you.
Jesus Christ.
So if you decide that you want one, Hannah, just let me know.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't want. You just told her how to buy one. She doesn't want one.
If you decide, Chris.
I'm holding my face at this point when
all
I'm
right,
watching.
All right. Anyone else want to see anything again?
No.
Just comment the style and the size so I can show it to you.
Definitely. Tom, how the fuck? You got to sneak in on one of these and just act like you're buying like 10 of them.
I'll buy them all. I'll buy them all. And I'll fucking light them on
the
fire.
The silence is just...
And then if no one else wants to see anything, we're going to go ahead and call it a night.
All right. It's over. We're done.
So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us.
Not buying anything.
I hope that you all have a great 4th of July weekend.
Ugh. That's it.
That's it.
So and don't forget that we have our VIP sale.
Yeah, she says all the same shit. And the point is she had to take her ball and literally go home in her own house because no one wanted to buy
it. Take her ball and go upstairs.
Yeah, back to your son.
That is fucking brutal. Is bad.
I think I was trying to make the case before the show to Pete and Papa where life on Facebook and things like that is actually better than real television. Where if you were watching any show that was supposed to replicate that, you wouldn't be able to evoke the emotion that I got from watching
like
that.
You're watching her show the world her desperation.
Yeah.
I mean it's
these
I
are
guess like
supposedly
seeing Ricky
her
Gervais
friends.
In The Office, but it's I get what you're saying. It's real.
No,
it's
I think now it is. I'm not talking about any television show ever. I'm not comparing it to... I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
What is on TV
this is better than Big Bang
right
Theory.
Now.
That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
I think so.
That's a low bar.
Right. But that
Pete,
got...
your cans are off. What gives?
I know. My ears are getting
sweaty.
Sore.
So that's that. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it wasn't too long.
That was fucking brutal. I mean, like... I went from
we
feeling...
We got another one coming.
Feeling bad
what?
For her.
What we got?
No, I'm just saying,
feeling,
she's going to have another video.
Oh, she's going
to
do it again.
To feeling annoyed by her by the end of it. And you sat through the entire 45-minute video?
Yeah.
Were you cranking it the whole time, or was it just, did you save up for the
explosion
at the end?
Chris, I wish you took the shit out of your ears. He kept this one pure, dude.
Yeah,
this wasn't about
there
the
was
comment.
No masturbation in this. It was all strictly research.
Have you since then?
No.
Will you?
No.
On Facebook.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
No, honestly, I think after that, I don't think
picture
I'm interested.
Isn't true.
I think that she might have just saved herself. To be fair, I think that sort of public shaming that she just did might save her from furious masturbation for the rest of my life.
That killed your dick.
Because I feel
you were chemically castrated by this video.
I feel like she's been punished now.
Would you feel bad if you saw her in public tomorrow, or would you say, "Hey,
would
I
you
watch
hug
your
her?
Facebook videos"?
No, I would let her know. I would let her know because I want her to know that's another person that didn't buy her product.
Right, and you would also, you wouldn't be overt about it. You wouldn't be like, "Hey, I watched your video. Wow, you didn't sell anything, huh?" You would just know that she knows.
Oh,
just
he'd milk the bit.
She
knows.
Knowing that you know.
She knows.
I can picture Tom now just being like, what have you been doing?
I can't remember. On Facebook Live, can you see the individual people who are watching?
Watching live. Not when it goes on the
right,
Facebook,
right,
it just
right,
becomes
right.
A regular video.
Right, right, right.
But if you're watching live, that's why she was saying goodbye to people.
Yeah, do
bye.
You,
oh, right.
Yeah. Do you see when the comments come up?
Yeah, she was talking to them.
If you were talking to her. Do you see when people enter the room? Is that something? Do you see when people were asking? I felt like you couldn't see anybody in the room. I know they were there. You were there for 40 minutes.
Were there friends watching?
I could tell.
And you watched this live?
No, I watched it
after the fact
as a video.
Okay, so she didn't know that you were there gawking the whole fucking time.
But he will in the next one.
Yeah,
we're getting push notifications for the next one.
He's putting this episode on a cassette and mailing it to her.
Yeah.
That's so brutal.
That's a great format.
All right.
Somebody should sell it.
I don't know if I did a good job of explaining my emotion in that.
I think people got it.
But I hope you guys
Well, you're only 10 years removed from high school. Like, to me, that's such a faint fucking memory.
It would actually be sad if you were doing it.
Well, yeah.
Well, Jesus, if you were in Tom's
okay,
shoes.
Well,
in this
I'm going to be doing it for the rest of my fucking life, so it's going to be sad for me too if it's not already.
That's true.
Yeah, as long as his liver doesn't give out, Tom will age into me at some point.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to articulate.
Well, you've been doing a good job.
I know. I've been slaying left and right. Like, was she individually like ever shitty to you in high school? Like, was this just the sweetest Barry to see this, or she was just
no,
part of
she's
a
just
posse
one of the
girls?
Many. Yeah, just one of the many. Just
she didn't go out of her way to be a bitch to you.
She was never shitty individually, but still shitty enough.
Just one of the many.
Were you were treated poorly in high school? Like,
no, I don't want to be like the guy that says, oh, I was treated badly. They just act like I didn't exist.
Okay.
So to now see that they've come back to center and maybe further.
And they barely don't exist, right?
It's fun. It's fun to watch.
So you're not buying a black trench coat box dress?
No, I might buy them all.
Okay, gotcha.
I might do exactly what I did to that girl's Etsy store.
Which sounds like the worst vengeance ever.
Do you know her Instagram account?
Chris, are you looking for something to beat to now? Or?
No, I'm just asking.
Are you talking about the girl who's selling the
right.
the LuLaRoe, the box right. dresses? No, I don't. I can find it, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Why?
I was just curious how deep into this whole thing you were, but although you said that you're not even Facebook friends with her, so I guess...
No, I saw it because someone shared it.
Right.
One of her friends came through.
Yeah.
Pete, are you going to get in trouble because we talked about a girl on air? Or?
Oh, I think I'm canned.
You're canned from your relationship.
I got a feeling I'm canned.
So you liked the tweet?
Yeah. I don't know if this is this is a little too
got a half hour.
Soon. It's kind of got a sort of an
plenty of time.
Still bleeding, you know. It's sort of a fresh wound.
Right.
So.
Well, that wouldn't be appropriate for this then.
I can say this. I don't think there should be a huge difference. Like, say somebody is like okay with you watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
But not okay with you liking a photo of somebody on Twitter.
How about you get specific Tom was when he talked about taking his right hand.
I'm not breaking it down
any
more than that, but we can bring it back next week. So that's just a little teaser.
Well, what if
there.
I'm not here next week?
Yeah.
Then,
what if none of us are here next
you
week?
You can call
exactly.
in. You guys can call in.
Life is fucking fickle, dude. Do you want that weighing
on
your
head? Listen,
man. Eric Fickle.
I don't know if I'm going to receive treatment for these wounds or not.
You're getting more and more vague.
I don't... What?
Did you say women's?
For these wounds.
For these women?
For these wounds.
Fucking Scarface.
For these wounds, hon.
I think it's time for you to share. I had plenty of floor here, and I don't think that I did a good job with my bit.
Fuck that. It just happened today. I don't need this shit.
Run with your segment.
We know John didn't do a good job with this
bit. I told you, man.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I still
We've
want...
We've had two bomberoos.
Maybe she's just, you know, she's blowing off a little fucking steam, right? She's just a little mad at me, all right?
Who?
This is my girl. She's mad at me because, you know, I like some pictures. I have
what
to make a
like?
Comment.
You know, I like some pictures, you know?
Yeah, there was a girl.
Happened.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, she was like in lingerie, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, my God,
blonde.
You've never looked better.
I didn't
like,
know.
Whatever. Like, that's not a terrible thing to say.
I didn't know you got
you
Italian
like a lingerie photo?
When we put you on the spot.
Yeah, I did, brah.
Yeah, that's not cool, dude.
I know. I know. And legitimately...
That's fucking really wrong.
legitimately, it's not great. Is
was,
it like,
was this
yo,
a model's
fuck
lingerie photo?
No, it's not.
What are you, like, cheating on her, too?
No.
You fucking this girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl you're favoriting.
We fuck, bro.
The lingerie girl? Yeah.
No.
All right.
Okay.
No. Man, you guys are doing me dirty over here. I know what the fuck's going on.
You're favoriting the photos of like some famous lingerie model. Like,
oh, no. Just
no, you know her.
Just a local girl.
Just jurors. Just jurors pieces.
Totally normal.
Oh.
Yeah, totally normal people, man.
Totally normal. Yeah,
do we know her? Can you give out
within your proximity?
Can you give
you
the Twitter
if you wanted to? I don't know.
I understand where it's a bad thing.
Well,
brother.
It's not like we ever go up to New York.
Do you know where she works?
Y'all.
What?
This is just done now.
It's not like we ever drive
like,
up to New York.
You're right.
As a group.
You're right. He does have a car.
No,
he could fuck her.
No, dude. I don't think
you motherfuckers.
I totally don't think you fucked her.
Yeah.
I agree that you
asshole.
Could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a really good-looking guy. You've got access
Fuck
to
yeah,
this
yeah, I am.
Obviously. I mean, you know where she works, where she lives. You have a car. You got plenty of time on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's...
You
like,
could, and you maybe could
I
have
should.
If you wanted to.
I fucking should.
And he
I'm
does
not saying that you did.
Drive up
Nor
to New
do
York
I think
sometimes.
You
he will just go up to New York. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, sometimes I drive by myself and I don't tell nobody I went. Big fucking deal.
Yeah, okay. Just going up for some quote-unquote improv classes this weekend.
Exactly, yeah. With just John making it up as I go, you know? So what if I know a couple people, I got to stop at a gas station. You got to ask them, hey, where's the good food? Right? Where's a good place to eat, wink?
Is there any sort of like diploma you have from that improv class that you could show her to prove that's what you're doing instead of?
Yeah, because you went the full 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I got a full fucking diploma from that place.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You could just show it to her after.
Yeah, that would quell any sort
of anxiety.
I'll
fucking prove it.
Yeah, there you go.
I finished that class, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I mean, now if you didn't like actually go to the classes and get the diploma, then you should probably be nervous because she's probably going to ask for the diploma.
Yeah, because then I don't look like I'm qualified for shit.
But since
you have proof.
Sure, yeah. I can perform, but I'm not fucking qualified.
Let's be honest.
It's not on a piece of paper.
We don't know what he did all those weeks where he was skipping class. He would just get on the train and say, like, I'm going south.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure.
No.
Sometimes I would leave class early and I would hop a train and you guys wouldn't see me for the next 11 hours and you would pick me up in a strange city and we didn't talk about what happened.
Yeah. Don't hang Pete out to dry.
It actually happened.
He was with us the whole time.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Remember?
Yeah, he was with us the whole time.
Yeah, he did that great bit in class.
Yeah.
That everyone talked about. It was like the big thing of
class.
Right,
we're laughing about it on the whole ride back down to D.C.
He improved having a New Jersey girlfriend.
He was with us the whole time.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. My daydreams just get, like, out of control. Yeah, you know? Yeah, and sometimes I just get carried away and sometimes we just talk about, like, weird stuff. And, you know, sometimes it feels like you were there or it actually happened.
Sometimes you just harmlessly like a photo of a girl you could fuck.
Yeah. And he released this.
You know where she lives and where she works.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And you did put out that ebook from favoriting to fucking.
Fuck. It's on Etsy.
Yeah.
Buy it now.
Yeah, buy all the copies.
Buy all of them so he has no more to sell.
Legitimately, I feel bad that made somebody upset. So.
What,
all the fucking you did?
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
All that pipelaying?
But here I am.
I'll
never be stopped liking, though.
Why are you here right now instead of off doing your fucking?
As long as I got thumbs, baby.
Well, yeah.
We did start late.
That's true.
For all the people that were watching live, we did start late.
We cut into what Pete calls his fuck time.
Yeah.
Guys. Why did you think I took my case? I was ready to go. I was giving you guys a signal.
Sure
you
were.
You guys are cutting into my fuck time.
Yeah.
You're giving us the signal, never mind.
Yeah, it's when
the fuck signal.
The signal is when
he died there.
The signal is when he takes his headphones
signal
off.
Signal just dropped.
And leaves the microphone. Yeah.
The signal is when he slides his phone across the table and says, "Can you look at that?"
Yeah, it says fuck time.
Hey. I finally get why you bought that Pete mannequin and would slip it in. And then leave
the show.
That's
not a bad nickname.
At Pete Mannequin.
Not a bad nickname.
Isn't that a band?
Yeah.
Pete's Mannequin?
Jack's Mannequin, yeah.
And then he would tweet me and say, I'm going up to New York for fucking. And then I'd have to talk to the mannequin.
And then I
like
forgot I tweeted it instead of a DM.
It's, I'm going to New York.
And then all these girls favorited it.
For class. For fuck class or just?
No, just for class.
Okay.
That's where he gave it away.
I'm so fucking dead.
God. No, dude, just show her your diploma. You'll be good to go.
Just let her listen to this show.
Yeah, that'll explain everything.
But just the just the part about the LuLaRoe, that big bomberuski.
No, her account is Lulu V.
Asshole.
What? Just spell it on air. People will look at her pictures and realize like she's nothing to.
Nothing
throw
special.
It all away
oh,
for.
Is Lula V the.
Yeah, nothing special, bro.
Yeah, that he's been favoriting and fucking.
Just the harmless like, that one.
Is it on Instagram or Twitter?
No, it's on Twitter if you want to spell it out for everyone, Pete. I mean, just put it out there to clear your name, dude.
Lula V?
Of course I don't.
I think
L-U-L-A? Guys.
I think it's L-U-L-U-V-E-E.
I was having fun.
Pete, if you'd care to help me along here, I'm trying to exonerate
John,
my
John,
buddy.
Just because you fucked up the first bit doesn't mean you got to fucking drag me.
Sorry, I'm...
You're dragging me.
Yeah, you're dragging me. God damn it. You're cutting into my fuck time right now by showing this.
I'm going to have to look it up because...
I said cunt on exit.
Yo, Matta Reese.
All right, let's look up the account since Pete isn't playing.
Well,
why the fuck am I going to look up the account?
Here, why don't you just use my Twitter computer. Account, which my is open on the computer, it's already and then you can just follow her.
Yeah.
Pete won't mind because, you know, he just harmlessly
Since he's
likes
not
her
fucking her.
Right.
Okay, the account, if you want to do at L-U...
Like she needs more fucking followers.
F-A-Y-E-L-U. L-U-F-A?
So Lou Fay Lou. L-U-F-A Y-E
Lou Fay, final boss. Samurai Showdown.
Y-E-L-U. This is a fucking... How did you even find this account?
Did you find the account?
Is this her?
Wait, can you...
That would be her. That might be the picture that Pete favorited.
Holy shit.
Is this someone?
Which picture did you favorite?
She's just... Yeah, no, she's just a normal-looking girl.
Yeah.
Nothing. Overly erotic or anything.
She could be selling box dresses. Let's just call it like it is.
Right. Yeah, it's not like Pete made a mistake by not liking it from a fake Twitter account.
A creeper account.
Right.
Is that a part of it?
No. As much as I enjoy motherfucking Pete on air.
Hey, have you told your girl about the other?
Yeah, I love it when you do that because I do nothing for the show.
Have you told your girl about the other Twitter accounts you have?
PD Creeps. At PD Creeps. So Tom is looking through this box dress salesman woman's pictures.
No. I'm looking at Lulu V. I'm trying to confirm that I see a at Pete maybe like on this photo.
Oh, if this were MySpace, Pete maybe would be in her top eight.
Yeah. I'm trying to see.
That's not even true.
I'm trying to
see. Bitch was muted for like ever.
If we can confirm.
For goddamn ever.
Why don't you just Twitter search her name and Pete's Twitter name?
Because I don't know how to do
that. It would come back with like the phone book, dude. That's why.
Teft.
I'm afraid to hang my computer.
Teft Chipperson liked this photo.
Silly.
Well, she's. Let's be honest, she's really
big. Thanks for dragging me, guys.
She's really big on Opie and Anthony, which is why Pete told us the first hour of the show.
I'm going to tell you something.
Had to be about ONA.
This needs to be documented.
Okay.
I don't see a Pete maybe like on this photo.
There you go.
A Texas Pate like?
Yeah.
You're absolved.
Yeah, you haven't liked anything.
Liked by Robert Kelly.
Silly. Verified. Yeah, he's a professional comedian.
He can get away with it.
You know why?
Get away with what, Pete?
But yeah. Is he fucking her, though?
Just like in photos.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, cool. God, that's all
is he having New York fuck time with her, as you put it?
Was Robert Kelly
you know
in
fuck,
her class?
Dude.
Dude.
You know fuck, dude.
You favorite the account, dude. You go up to New York. Boom. Came in her. The show has
well,
come
at
to
least
screeching
the
halt because
fuck
we're
it.
All,
it went
all
out,
staring at this
fuck it. It went out.
Hot ass bitch on Twitter.
It went out with a bang.
We were staring at this hot ass bitch.
I think we're all trying to find the sexiest picture to hang that up. Like that's the one he favorited. At least that's what I'm doing. This could be a contender. Could have been something.
Whoa, look at the knockers on that thing.
Yeah.
Good God. Those are some heavy door knockers.
Those are weak.
Sure.
All righty. Well,
they got nothing on my girls.
Oh. Well, I totally believe you, Pete. That's all
now,
I'm saying.
Pete, was this taken from your phone before you unloaded on her tongue?
As you should.
I'm looking at a picture of this
Lou fucked and
in a tank top.
If you want to change my locks tonight, that would be fantastic.
No, I want you to come home to your dog murdered.
So that's cool.
That's not nice, John.
Sorry.
Yeah, what the
I know, that was a horrible thing to say.
Me, maybe.
Sorry, I'm pulling a charade small me, and just maybe. Checking my Twitter.
And choking on your tongue.
While the
a
show's
charade
going on.
A charade Arrington.
Yeah. A LeVar Arlington.
Shit. For the record, Pete has never met this person. And he's just favoriting photos from a fan. An incredibly attractive
of him.
Fan.
A fan.
Yeah,
of
really
him.
A fan of him. I don't think she's heard this fucking 1 second of this show.
Hey, did that dead woman just stick her head in the window again?
Oh, no!
No,
she's back!
Shit.
No, did she really?
No, dude, I think she did. I swear to God, I just saw some fucking...
Can you lock that door?
Ghoulish face.
Oh, this is because I put the VHS recording of our YouTube video in the player, and we're going to die in 7 days.
Yeah, dude, you should lock the door.
You're doing a... This is a bit.
No, I don't want to get killed by the fucking dead woman.
The old lady.
Have you seen her since?
I went back and watched the video.
Have you
I haven't been in here since.
Oh, so last time
John hasn't invited me since the last time you
were here. Last time I was here.
I thought you brought the spirit of that old dead lady who peered in our window. Right now, man.
So this woman is following us now.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
We've got a big time fan.
Maybe we'll get.
Hey, yo, ghost lady, you're cutting into my fuck.
Is her name Lovely or whatever?
Yeah, she's Lulu Feilu.
Lulu V.
Yeah, everyone should creep that account. It's a good one.
I don't think we're at the point on the video yet. Go full screen on this.
Enhance.
Oh no! If you look into her eyes, you die.
Oh god! Yeah, no, we have a long time to go.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we'll see her.
Yeah, we'll just wait.
Okay, so
I mean, we'll do the outro.
All right, everyone.
Bye, I guess. Bye.
If you want to get some box dresses from me, go to @PapasBasement on Twitter, @PapasBasement, Instagram, Facebook.com/PapasBasement. If you want to subscribe to my box dress podcast, that is on iTunes, that is on Stitcher.
We'll play more riveting audio like we did today.
Box for box.
Guys, do your things before the old lady's spirit.
Hey,
eats
I'm
us.
At Pete Maybe. Thanks for sticking it out this long. And no, I didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
All right, Bill Clinton.
But you did like a photo.
You did like a photo.
Damn near the same thing.
I was going to say, to a woman, you might as well have fucked her.
Yeah, I fucked up.
You fucked up or fucked her?
Yeah.
I fucked
and
her.
Wait,
hold on. I think
she needed the money.
Guys, I'm slurring again. Who knows what I said?
@TomDaily2 on Twitter. @ThomRadio on Instagram. And if you try hard enough, find my Facebook page and I'll jack off to your photos.
Nice. Especially the holiday ones.
Do that for
ones.
Guys, too?
No, just big time. Just their girlfriends, which I've done.
@Chris.
Oh, God. So you
he's doing well.
You Facebook page cucked, guys.
Oh, yeah?
At Chris Lingbog on Twitter. That's all.
Are you going to tweet the link to this, Chris?
@cuckedguy.
We'll sit down and talk about it.
Okay, well, thank you for making it this far.
The
everyone.
Dead woman?
No. He hasn't looked yet. Look at shorts.
Is the dead woman?
Looking at it. I saw something go past the window, but it didn't put its face in the window. See, I don't think we've seen her yet.
Can we please get the fuck out of here?
No, we gotta see
I'm
if she's there.
I saw a fucking flash through the window.
Oh my god!
Keep it live. Keep it recording.
I was trying to do a goddamn bit. Like, she got us. Fine. Bit's
well,
dead.
No,
like
keep it recording in case we see it.
Okay.
So we can have that audio.
All right. Is this going to be Lulu V sticking her head in the horse mask through the window?
Play that creepy ass mute. God damn it.
You good, buddy?
Yeah, I think we're getting close here.
Yeah, this
like you do it with
yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah, like the
or?
Screen starts. It's kind of looking weird.
I'm telling you, I saw some shit going out that window.
Like the room's aura.
Radio. I'm starting to get a little scared.
I definitely also looked towards the window, so I don't know when it's coming.
No, because I move too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like I could feel it
this
at
guy
the time.
Talks.
Anybody else here? Right now?
Maybe.
Dude, can we please get the fuck out of here?
Pete, maybe.
And my head is butt bald.
No, never saw anything.
Fuck!
Oh, thank God. All right. Well,
so it doesn't show in the playback!
Oh, God, she's like a vampire.
Well, she is a dead woman, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what you initially dubbed her accurately.
Well, because she is dead.
Definitely. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
bye, guys.
She wouldn't be in the video.
All right. All right, see yous.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.
I'm on my way.